of alternative energy solutions, EcoTality is working to reduce the world's dependence upon carbon-based fuels. From hydrogen and solar products to the development and installation of electric vehicle charging stations, EcoTality is advancing clean electric technologies to meet the world's increasing energy demands. For more information, please visit EcoTality.com. Invest in a cleaner and greener future today. Invest in EcoTality. ETLY.OB.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Take a deep breath and bank on the stability of the nation's financial system. That message today from President Bush.
Despite the latest bank failure and concerns about big mortgage companies, the president's message is the financial system's basically sound. He says bank account holders especially should calm down.
My hope is that people take a deep breath and realize that their deposits are protected by our government.
At a news conference, Bush urged Congress to act quickly to approve standby financing for mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And while he acknowledges uncertain times for the U.S. economy, he says that economy is still growing and its long-term health is sound. Mark Smith at the White House.
But Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke admits the economy is facing some difficulties.
The contraction in housing activity that began in 2006 and the associated deterioration in mortgage markets that became evident last year have led to sizable losses at financial institutions and a sharp tightening in overall credit conditions.
And he says the risk of inflation is growing. There has been a sharp uptick in wholesale prices driven by higher costs for food and fuel. Economist Peter Morici says the nation is facing a strong bout of stagflation.
We failed to address our fundamental economic problems, the broken banks, the trade deficit with China, and our appetite for gasoline.
Oil prices today dropped below $140 a barrel, and on Wall Street, the Dow is now trading at about 60 points down. General Motors is making deep cuts to deal with a sharp downturn in business. Auto analyst John McElroy says the cost cutting will be painful.
As they ratchet down production, as they go for more layoffs, as they take away retiree health care and the like, you bet. A lot of people are going to be hurting from this.
GM does plan to lay off salaried workers and borrow up to $3 billion. Iraq, the focus today for Barack Obama. He says U.S. interests have been hurt by the Bush administration's decision to increase troop strength in Iraq 18 months ago. This is AP Radio News. A Marine charged in the death of his wife will appear in court today in North Carolina. He's facing charges that include murder and the death of the Army nurse. Well, the Stars will be out tonight in New York as some of the best in Major League Baseball take part in the All-Star Game. National League starting pitcher Ben Sheets is aware of the history surrounding this game.
It'll be an honor to be out there. I've never been to Yankee Stadium, so I'm going to try to take it all in and just enjoy myself.
The American League starter is Cliff Lee.
Honestly, it's just an honor to be here. To start the game for me is just icing on the cake.
The house that Ruth built is being torn down after this season and will be replaced by a new stadium that's under construction in the same neighborhood. Rocco is going home. The beagle strayed from a New York City yard 5 years ago and was found 850 miles away in Georgia. Someone dropped him off at a shelter. Workers checked to see if there was a microchip implanted under his skin. Well, there was. Officials were able to trace him to his family in Queens, and they've all been reunited. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Albertsons. Summer's here. It's time to cook out, and that means grilling. The best grills start with the best ingredients like USDA choice beef you'll find at Albertsons. Make your cookout special. Shop Albertsons.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480- 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. Some years ago, I won a landmark case in the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe that when people needed information about the law and their rights, it was too difficult to get. The legal system needed change, and my case helped do that for everyone. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people who were injured in accidents. We've recovered more than $3 billion for clients who relied on us. People acting alone are at a huge disadvantage against powerful insurance companies that use their resources to gain special favor from politicians. But our law firm will stand toe-to-toe with them. We have the skill, determination, and experience to do what needs to be done to win for you. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
You have to earn a special interview area seat on the Straight Talk Express. You have to demonstrate your loyalty to John McCain to get a seat in the specially configured section where he gives interviews. Other than that, get in the back. Go to the back of the bus.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
This is Tom Hartman.
Taking back the mainstream media.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
Well, when's a satire not a satire? This has captured the imagination, certainly, of the American media, not so much of the Obama campaign. And when is a $100,000 guarantee by the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, not a $100,000 guarantee? And how can that be spread out? And when is the economy really just doing fine, thank you very much, when it's not doing so fine, thank you very much? And when is a war winnable, when it's not really winnable? John McCain saying, hey, I know how to win wars. You did a great job there with Vietnam, John, and have you won any wars? I didn't notice. So, greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Shares of Washington Mutual and National City both plunged Monday as fears grew about the credit crisis plaguing banks. This from CNN Money. Regional banks. Are regional banks in trouble? Are the big banks in trouble? I mean, here we've had IndyMac. This is the second largest bank failure in American history. By the way, in the third hour of our program, Naomi Klein is going to drop by, the author of Shock Doctrine, the whole book about disaster capital. But she's going to be talking about FISA and China. I mean, there's just a lot to talk with Naomi Klein about. And we're going to be talking about, with a blogger who lost his job. This is in the third hour of our program. He lost his job because he was blogging about Don Siegelman. Interesting, discussing Don Siegelman. In the second hour of our program, Dan Gaynor is going to come by from the he's the T. Boone Pickens Fellow and Vice President of the Business and Media Institute to tell us how all this economic stuff, we're just a nation of whiners, you know. And it should be a very interesting conversation. But, you know, I want to begin with these issues. You know, what is a satire? First of all, if you go to TomHartman.com, on our homepage, you will see a satire suggested by Keith Tucker at What Now Tunes, whatnowtunes.com. And we put that cartoon, Keith's cartoon, on our homepage as well with his permission. In the interest of fairness, we present the next issue's cover, and it's a cover, it's a suggested cover for The New Yorker. It's a picture of John McCain in the Oval Office with Adolf Hitler hanging on the wall, and he's wearing a Nazi uniform, and he's giving the salute, and he's saying, 100 years in Iraq. I think that would go over very well. You know, there are there are two things that are really important for satire to work. And one is that there be an element of truth to it, and the other is that there be a context which makes it clear that it's satire. And the problem, in my opinion, and, you know, feel free to weigh in on this, 866-303-2270. The problem, in my opinion, with this New Yorker cover, which shows Barack Obama as in Muslim garb and his wife, Michelle Obama, looking like Angela Davis, you know, with the big afro, with an AK-47 slung over her shoulder, Angela Davis from the 70s, not even necessarily Angela Davis. I don't even want to diss Angela Davis. I mean, this just, you know, as the angry revolutionary African-American whatever, and Osama bin Laden's loving portrait on the wall and the flag burning in the fireplace. The problem with this is, first of all, there's no truth to it. And the second is there's no context. And that's why it doesn't work as satire. It just doesn't work as satire. For example, if you wanted to do something that, you know, was funny and provided some context, let me reach into the Wayback Machine. You know, the Fire Sign Theater did just a lot of really, really brilliant stuff over the years. Phil Proctor is still sending out some great stuff. And, I mean, but the Fire Sign Theater, one of the all-time great groups. And so we could reach back and grab, you know, one of their short pieces and use it as satire for what just happened with Cindy McCain making $17 million on, presumably, on the sale of the fact that, you know, Anheuser-Busch, the American beer company, has now been sold to a foreign buyer. It's just, you know, it's just part of the ongoing process of the selling off of America that started with Ronald Reagan. As we went from being the largest creditor nation in the world to the largest debtor nation in the world, as we went from having a trade surplus and being the largest manufacturer of finished goods to being the largest importer of finished goods and having a trade deficit, this is the consequence of 30 years of insane economic policies. So now, you know, you've got a German company buying Anheuser-Busch, and so you could satirize. Her making $17 million on it, you know, John McCain, or you could satirize even the whole process by saying, okay, yeah, well, the Germans have looked at the American beer market and the American consumers, and they've figured out how Americans think about beer and, you know, what the average American is like, and so this is the context, and there is, you know, an element of truth to how some American beer drinkers think. And so here's the new commercial that is going to be running for the new beer that Anheuser-Busch is going to roll out. And as I said, this is an old Fire Sign Theater piece.
Yeah. See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around that tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country Bear Whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear Whiz beer.
Bear Whiz beer, liquid product, Vandy Bear Whiz Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
Yeah, so here, I mean, that would be satire to do something like that, to do, so, you know, but the problem with the Obama thing is it doesn't work as satire. Now, if the Obama thing, if the cover, because the what they're saying, what the New Yorker is saying, is that the people that they were attempting to satirize are the bumpkins and idiots who believe these viral emails that have been going around for months and months and months. They're trying to satirize the Fox News hosts who, you know, was this a terrorist fist jab? But the problem is there's not a Fox News host in the ad. There's not that context. Just like, you know, I set up the satire of the Bear Whiz beer thing by providing the context of the sale of Anheuser-Busch and Cindy McCain making $17 million on it. So there's a context. So if there had been a context to this ad, to this front page, if the front page of the New Yorker had shown a Fox News TV, you know, set. And it had the big Fox logo across the top, and you had, you know, the some woman showing a bunch of leg, you know, like the Fox News chicks do. Thought police, don't get on me for that. But and the women of Fox News, I'm sorry, this is how Fox News thinks of them. I mean, they hire based on appearance, and show a little more leg here, please. And so anyhow. If they had a Fox News set and they had, you know, a bunch of Fox commentators pointing to this painting with very serious looks, that would be satire. That would be making fun of Fox News. If they had some, you know, country bumpkin, there was a great blog about this over at the Huffington Post yesterday. In fact, I think it's probably still up there. Bob Seska, as I recall, was blogging about this. And I'm looking right now, and I don't know where it is, but yeah, here it is. Well, maybe not, but in any case, it's where he suggested that if you had some, you know, toothless guy, you know, with a jug of moonshine with three X's on it, and you had this as and you had this picture as the thought balloon over his head, that would be satire. Or if you had him looking at a computer screen, you know, some neo-Nazi looking at a computer screen seeing this picture, that would be, because then you're making fun of the idiots who believe this. But instead, just putting all of these stereotypes on the cover, in my opinion, as Michelle Bernard said yesterday, and I believe it was you know quite accurate. She said, you know, why not simply portray Barack Obama as Sambo and Michelle as Aunt Jemima? I mean, you know, would that be funny? No. And it wouldn't be satire. This is not funny. It's not satire. And I believe this is really going to blow up in the face of the New Yorker.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Talk radio for the rest of us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com. It's cruising time.
Get on board the Air America Cruise, sailing to Belize, Guatemala, and Mexico this November.
Celebrate an Obama victory out on the high seas while spending time with your favorite Air America hosts, listeners, and like-minded progressives, including special guests Ron Reagan and Bob Schrum.
The Air America Cruise, sailing to the exotic Western Caribbean on November 16th.
Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today.
Call 1-800-955-7018 or visit airamericacruise.com.
When it comes to painting, there's no time like summertime. And Ace can help with expert advice and everything you'll need to be ready to go. Like Ace Royal Paint, starting at just $19.99 a gallon. For more great deals now through Monday, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. Ace ranked highest in customer satisfaction among major home improvement stores by J.D. Power and Associates for the second straight year. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two-Men and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two-Men and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workman's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound? Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value. Does the moving company support organizations that support your values? Two Men and a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots. So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined, so they're not harmful to the environment. and all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants, precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine, and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online showroom at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
The U-Haul International Corporation is looking for a few good men and women to join the U-Haul family. If you're looking for an exciting career and want to work for a progressive thinking company that knows how to give back to the community, then you want to work for the U-Haul International Corporation. With locations nationwide, this could be your opportunity to relocate and still work for a Phoenix-based corporation. For more information on careers with the U-Haul International Corporation, please visit them online at uhaul.com.
Local economies are strong economies. Hey, this is Stephanie Miller. 1480 KPHX prides itself on providing the Valley a truly unique, independent voice and also on working primarily with locally owned businesses. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers, the way it's supposed to be. Often the most important ballot you can cast is with your own wallet. Keep progressive talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Now I might be old-fashioned, but I believe it's true that folks around the world are pretty much like me and you. I have a silly notion if we want them to be friends, they prefer that we don't torture them. But I'm a liberal.
He's a liberal.
I'm a liberal.
Unforgivable.
I'm a liberal.
See, this is satire.
I'm a liberal.
He's your typical liberal.
Right? It's making fun of liberals, but it's providing a context, and it's not, you know, really harsh. And there's an element of truth to it. This bumper is satire. You know, turn it back up again.
He's a liberal.
Early in the morning. Now if we invade a country where lots of people die, the president should have to tell us just exactly why. And if he's caught red-handed, lying flagrantly, I think they should impeach the SOB. But I'm a liberal.
But I'm a liberal.
A liberal.
Right, you have the context around this. There is no context provided in this New Yorker cover. And that is why, in my opinion, it is not and does not work as satire. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Lewis in Somerville, New Jersey. Hey, Lewis.
Hi. I just think it's going to really sell a lot of copies, probably more than the Cy Hirsch articles do. And maybe if you will actually read some of the articles in it. And the ones I've read were pretty positive about them.
Oh, the magazine is a liberal magazine, and they've been very pro-Obama. That, you know, but frankly, I think that the damage this is going to do, forget about the number of magazines, because, I mean, how many people actually read a magazine in the United States? I mean, maybe a couple hundred thousand people will buy it, and maybe a few tens of thousands of people will read it, and maybe a few thousand people who wouldn't have normally bought it will read it. But I'm telling you that the Yahoos in, you know, literally from coast to coast, the folks who are reading these viral emails, who are watching Fox News, who actually think that this stereotype is true, are going to see this not just on the cover of The New Yorker, but as Chris Matthews said yesterday, this is going to be on T-shirts being sold on conservative websites, and you're going to see it showing up at county fairs and all over America. I mean, this is not funny, and this is going to harm this, and in my opinion. Jeff in Oak Park, Michigan. Hey, Jeff.
Hi. I think it actually does work as satire because you're saying that it doesn't have context. And the way that they're showing it online without the actual text on the cover, mm-hmm. you're right. But if you actually read it where it says the politics of fear, then it's illustrating all the things that even some of the people in the Hillary campaign were using. They were the ones circulating that picture of him in the supposed Muslim headdress and stuff like that. So I think to a degree it does work, and the other thing that it might actually benefit is that people are going to be talking about it, that he really isn't a Muslim and that these things aren't true. And so maybe in some sense it might work to their benefit.
Right, except that I've already gotten a half a dozen emails this morning now from the usual sources, you know, the right-wing sources that are feeding the Hannity show and whatnot, saying the Associated Press has confirmed that Barack Obama was registered in his school in Indonesia at the age of 3 or 5 or whatever as a Muslim. You know, his mother apparently checked that box. And so, you know, that... that's going to cause people, because a lot of schools in a lot of countries, they'll say, you know, what's your religion or whatever.
Sure.
And you know, his mother actually was an agnostic. And at that time, he had no idea what he was. I mean, he was a little kid. But that kind of thing is feeding into the, oh, he went to a madrasa, he has a Muslim background. And I'm telling you, it's already happening. You should see the right-wing stuff I'm getting on this. And you know, you and I... people who have some relative level of sophistication, I suppose, about this thing, who understand that this is over the top, yeah, you know, we could look at it and go, yeah, it's satire, you know, yeah, sure. And you're right. If it says the politics of fear, that is not being displayed anywhere. I don't see, you know, I'm looking at the cover right now, you know, online over at Huffington Post, and there's no text whatsoever, which strips it of context. John in Philadelphia. Hey, John.
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to call and maybe provide a little bit of, I guess, context to this whole thing. I'm an illustrator. I've done work for that magazine before. It's an incredible feat to take that amount of context that the article provides and inject that into an illustration that, by their deadlines, you probably completed that thing in 48 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. The amount of information that you have to...
No, but my point is, why not have this exact same photograph, only have it be a painting, and have the cover instead be Karl Rove painting, finishing the painting? Then you have a set...
Because in a proposal, if you have 3 hours to give them 5 ideas, and then those 5 ideas come back and they have one thing, and then you have to complete this thing, you don't have the opportunity to provide... as much context as someone as educated as yourself might need in a sort of rounder sense. You just have that deadline you have to meet. And with the stand-up guy, you know, he probably didn't mean to do it, but it's just the nature of the beast. You got to get the job done.
Yeah, no, I'm not trashing Barry Blitt. I mean, Barry Blitt, as the artist, did what he was commissioned to do. But I think that David Remnick and the folks at The New Yorker, I think this is just a terrible mistake. John, thanks a lot for the call. I do not think that this cover should have been done as it was. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
President Bush says he knows the economy's been tough on many of you. I'm Rita Foley. But the financial system, he says, is sound.
Bottom line is this. We're going through a tough time. But our economy has continued growing. Consumers are spending. Businesses are investing. Exports continue increasing. And American productivity remains strong.
He's urging Congress to help big mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Meanwhile, Fed Chief Bernanke mentioned the housing crunch as one of the difficulties the economy's struggling with. He also told Congress this morning about the rising jobless rate. GM's laying off salaried workers and cutting truck production. They've been making trucks and SUVs that are sitting on dealer lots now that gas prices are so high. Analyst John McElroy.
It's not just the fact that they're high. It's how high they've gone in how short a time. Virtually nobody in the industry has been able to react to this.
Barack Obama says this morning he will stick by his plan to withdraw combat troops from Iraq within 16 months of becoming president should he win the election. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Jeff Farias here. You know, it's so hot that all the water buffalo at the zoo have evaporated. Birds have to pick up worms with potholders. If you need cooling off, hey, call Parker & Sons. As winner of the BBB Torch Award for Ethics, Parker's the only company I'll use. If your AC's acting up or you're having a plumbing problem, then call Parker at 602-2-REPAIR. For cool service at hot prices, that's 602, the number 2, then REPAIR for Parker & Sons.
Hi, KPHX listeners. My name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with Free Point Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation, and retirement spending plans. We offer risk-free investments with market-like returns, and we get your money working for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464. And advertising is not so much about the medium you choose, but the people you reach. That's why I advertise with KPHX. I have found KPHX listeners to be good quality people that I have enjoyed working with and getting to know. And as a result, my business has more than doubled. So if you're serious about growing your business and getting to know a great group of people, then you have to advertise on KPHX Radio. So give them a call.
To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Next to a house, a car or truck is usually the biggest investment most people make. Hello, my name is Frank Sarwart. I will be giving Frank auto advice from 2 till 3 p.m. every Saturday on 1480 KPHX. From how and what kind of car to buy, where to get it fixed, legal issues, and much more. That's Frank Auto Advice, Saturdays at 2 p.m., right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Jeff Farias Show.
The media's position on this thing. How dare we question John McCain? Apparently, we can't talk about John McCain's age, can't talk about his medical records, can't talk about his military service, can't talk about his wife. We can't talk about the Keating Five, because that's ancient history. We can't talk about his constantly evolving positions.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Here's another song from G.W., that's me.
and the Carlisle Group. Here we go. Get real close. Strangers in the night, exchanging gunfire, liberals so uptight, call me a liar, challenging my war, before my term is through. Something in their eyes is getting scary, keeping to my plan is getting hairy. Every day it's hard to do the things I do. Justify my fight, please Limbaugh, Hannity, O'Reilly on the right. Keep my agenda on the burners burning bright, because I'm so uptight. Demonize the left today and take their right to speak away. And if
yeah. See, now,
succeed,
that's satire. There's an element of truth to it. 35 minutes past the hour. So this from the wire services, as we like to say here, saying he is sympathetic to late-night comedians' struggle to find jokes to make about me. Senator Barack Obama today issued a list of official campaign-approved Barack Obama jokes. The five jokes, which Senator Obama said he is making available to all comedians free of charge, are as follows. Barack Obama and a kangaroo pull up to a gas station. The gas station attendant takes one look at the kangaroo and says, "You know, we don't get many kangaroos here." Barack Obama replies, "At these prices, I'm not surprised. That's why we need to reduce our dependence on foreign oil." A traveling salesman knocks on the door of a farmhouse, and much to his surprise, Barack Obama answers the door. The salesman says, "I was expecting the farmer's daughter." Barack Obama replies, "She's not here. The farm was foreclosed on because of subprime loans that are making a mockery of the American dream." A horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Why the long face?" Barack Obama replies, "His jockey has lost his health insurance, which should be the right of all Americans." And a Christian, a Jew, and Barack Obama are in a rowboat in the middle of the ocean. Barack Obama says, "This joke isn't going to work because there's no Muslim in this boat." Thanks to Andy Borowitz, BorowitzReport.com. See, there's context, there's humor. Over at Democratic Underground, there's a thread. So when's the white satire going down? And Bronx Boy posted, he says, "You know about the upcoming New Yorker cover that shows McCain wearing a pair of Depends, you know, male diapers, while he calls Cindy the C-word, while slipping his hand under the dress of a demure telecommunications lobbyist as she pushes a telecom bill in front of him to sign? When's that one coming out?" You know the cover, right? Rush Limbaugh in his studio talking about how Obama is a Muslim while, let's say, being inappropriate sexually down in the Dominican Republic and slipping $100 to his Hispanic cleaning lady to pay for his package. Oh, that would be incredibly humorous. You know, odds are, you know, you're just not going to see it. Karl Rove, as he boards a plane for parts unknown, will be flipping the bird to John Conyers. Nancy Pelosi kissing Bush while Bush Sr. shoves Monopoly money at her that has the word sucker written all over it. That would be satirical stuff. Phil Graham laughing as a working man putting laughing at a working man putting $7 a gallon gas into his gas tank while committing an unmentionable act with Ann Coulter. On his desk is a banking bill. Give them whatever they want as long as the envelope gets slipped under the door. His signature on it. Yeah, that would be really funny. You're not going to see any of those kind of satires. Andre in Washington, D.C. Hey, Andre.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. You know, a couple of points. I hope I get a chance to talk to you about it. First, you're the smartest guy I've ever met or seen in my entire life. I love listening to your show. I think it doesn't work as satire because this is the country that elected George Bush twice. This is the same country that one minute Barack Obama, he's in a revolutionary type church, listen to this, in a minister who hates white folks, but at the same token, he's a Muslim. So, you know, my only, I guess, complaint about that was, we're assuming that this country or certain parts of this country are smart enough that they're going to get it when that's just not the case.
Yeah, no, that's the exactly, and that's why it needed to be more explicit.
Yeah.
There needed to be a context in the cover. You've got a nation where, and Andre, thank you very much for the call. You got a nation where 13% of Americans believe that Barack Obama is Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison is actually a Muslim, and he's the congressman from Minnesota. He's been on the show a couple of times. Who took his oath of office. Actually, you take the oath of office without a Bible, but you take the photo op with the Koran. And, in fact, the Koran he put his hand on was Thomas Jefferson's Koran. David in Oakland, California. Hey, David.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, David.
Yeah, sorry about that, Tom. Yeah, I wanted to say that two tests that it also doesn't pass as satire is the fact that satire should essentially ridicule a folly or a vice in a manner to expose it. It doesn't do that.
Right,
it
and that's my point, is that that what is being ridiculed here are the yahoos who believe this stuff, and they are not in the picture.
Exactly. But additionally, I might add that many progressives I've heard defending it and saying, it's have people lost their sense of humor and it's just satire.
Right.
Well, hey, we've already shown it's not satire. But if this were, say, John McCain in a Nazi uniform with Joe Lieberman, who has been hawkish ever since he transferred to the Independent Party, if they were standing there in Nazi uniforms because he supports and they support the PNAC doctrine, and let's say that they were planning going and invading Iran as well as having dealt with Iraq and Afghanistan, it would not be seen as it would not be taken so lightly. Or
right.
Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were dressed in white supremacist clothing because they were accused of being racist during the primary campaign. I don't think it would be taken so lightly.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, David. I just think this is a terrible mistake on the part of the New Yorker. Andrew in Northampton, Massachusetts, listening to WHMP.
Thank you. I wanted to try and make a similar point that satire is designed to shed light on a subject, to reveal the truth. And this satire is only funny or satirical to people who already believe that truth. To people who don't believe it, to people who believe that Obama's a Muslim, that his wife hates white people, it's a caricature.
Right. Yeah, actually, absolutely. And Andrew, that's the perfect word. This is a caricature and not a satire. Well said. Well said. Dave in San Francisco. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. I couldn't disagree with you more on this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for people to loosen up. Okay. The only people that are going to take seriously and go, oh, look at that picture on the New Yorker. He must be a Muslim. Are people that are too stupid to read the New Yorker?
But that's the point. That's probably 95% of the American public.
You're shortchanging the American public. The people that I know, and believe me, I know the salt of the earth, not the college educated types. The people that I know are a little bit brighter than that. They can recognize it for what it is.
Yeah, our show, I mean, depending on whose numbers you're using, has somewhere between 2 and 4 million listeners, and that's a tiny, tiny, tiny slice of even the Democratic electorate. I mean, it's 50, 60 million people voted for John Kerry, as I recall. It was 58, 59, something like that. I mean,
that's got more to do with political philosophy than education, though. And the ability to recognize either satire or caricature or whatever you'd like to call it.
Yeah, well, Dave,
But the fact of the matter is that the lefties in this country that are jumping up and down and screaming about this thing are basically looking like they need to, they're making themselves look really clenched up.
Yeah, well, sorry, Dave. A, I'm not clenched up. B, I'm not jumping up and down and screaming. And your caricatures of my behavior are not satirical either. Mark in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Mark.
Hey, I used to be an editorial cartoonist back in the early 90s for a university newspaper in the Midwest, and for a week I did a series on racist images, and I kind of gave some of the racist images some play in terms of giving them context, but for instance, the racist image of Chief Wahoo, the Cleveland Indians mascot, which is, in my opinion, clearly racist, I had him interviewed, and the interviewer said, "So where do you get your good looks?" And he brings over his friend Sambo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have it in context that one image is clearly racist, the Sambo.
Right.
Whereas Chief Wahoo is still considered, you know, palpable by the general public standards, which is wrong.
Right. But, and, but what you're doing with that satire is making a point, revealing a truth, and providing a context to do the to do both of those two things.
Right. Now, it was interesting because I got a lot of blowback from the African-American community over the cartoon, but I got a lot of support from the Native American community.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it brought up a discussion about, well, why is this image considered racist and this one is not? And right. That's what's so important about understanding the difference between caricature and satire.
Right, and that's why for this New Yorker cover to work, the people who are being satirized had to be on the cover.
They had to be in it, right? Exactly.
Had to be in it, and they're not.
Right.
And so instead, it is not satire; it is a caricature. And
right.
And it, just like, you know, a black guy with exaggerated lips eating a watermelon is a caricature. I mean, frankly, in my opinion, this falls into that category. And I just think it's a terrible mistake that the New Yorker has made. I'll be on record. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. And now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
As progressive business owners, we know that a thriving business means a thriving community. Hi, this is Carrie from Camelview Accounting Services. Since advertising on 1480 KPHX, my business has grown 1,000%. So if you need bookkeeping services, call us at 480-946-2484. But if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, I can only recommend contacting 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart and diabetes specialist. I want to tell you about Rescue 105, an all-natural supplement that helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels. There are 50 million people in the U.S. with prediabetes. Many times, individuals do not even know their blood sugar is elevated. If you have a family history of diabetes, are overweight, especially with belly fat, or have high triglycerides, you are at risk for diabetes and probably have a high blood sugar. If you have a heart problem, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, you're also at risk. Rescue 105 is a natural supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
Call now at 1-800-481-3614 and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105 to help maintain a healthy blood sugar level naturally. Call 1-800-481-3614. That's 1-800-481-3614. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105. Call 1-800-481-3614. Call now.
Special people deserve Sunday brunch at 11:30 The Restaurant. Fantastic menu specials like pecan banana pancakes for just $5.99, or raisin bread French toast topped with fresh strawberries for $6.99, fresh fruit and roasted potatoes, or how about rustic eggs benedict or a lobster omelet for $12.95. What's a festive Sunday brunch without a cool mimosa for just $7? Make every Sunday special. Come sit on the patio and enjoy brunch at 11:30 The Restaurant, 3rd Street in Van Buren in the Arizona Center.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Ferrius at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
The ozone hole is growing ever larger every day. I heard an explanation on the radio today. Rush Limbaugh has a theory that blows them all away. And Rush is right, or so he claims, and this is what he says. Now we can blame the cows. Now we can blame the cows. Oh, what a relief. I never do believe them scientists anyhow. Now we can blame the cows.
Yeah, global warming is all caused by cow farts.
Sure is lots of hot.
Nine and a half minutes before the hour, the Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the Teamsters, fighting to pass the Employee Free Choice Act. Find out more over at Teamster.org. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Jivan in Chicago, Illinois, and also in our chat room. Hey, Jivan.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Nice to hear from you again and see you on the Tom Visionaire.
Oh, cool.
But my point is, let me get to it, is the way that, I don't, you know, the satire about the rock in the robe, I kind of get now. But the part that bothers me the most is the way they have his wife dressed up, because this backs up all the Fox talking points in regards to, let's say, you know, militant, angry, this black woman, you know, the way they did her hair, which she doesn't even wear hair like that, you know. This and this, the terrorist fist bump, this backs up all of the Fox talking points and gives them more fodder to continue their assault on her, which actually is like indirect punch at Obama and his wife to, you know, discredit them from getting into the White House, you know, and keep people from voting for him. It's just really sickening. And as a, you know, black person, and I talk to many, even my mom and all them, and the way they see it is, it's just so ugly and degrading. It's amazing. So
See,
that's my point.
Well said. Thank you, Jivan. I appreciate the call. I mean, it's without the context, without the people it made fun of in the picture, it doesn't work. Mary in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Mary.
Hi. That's exactly what I wanted to add on to.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman who talked about not having the people in the picture,
right.
Why not have the picture that the cartoon as drawn, but that's a computer monitor that some ignoramus is looking at.
Exactly.
That would make sense.
Yeah, then it's satire, and you're making that. Then you know who you're making fun of. You're making fun of the person watching the monitor, or
exactly,
or, you know, or Limbaugh or Karl Rove painting a painting, and drawing the cartoon, and you see them drawing the cartoon, and so you get it. We're making fun of the people who believe this, or we're making fun of the people who are peddling this. But instead,
exactly,
they're not doing that. They're missing from the picture. Thank you, Mary. Very, very well said. This is Carl in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Carl.
Hi, Tom. How is Professor Hartman today?
Fine, thank you.
I have been tweaked by this satire lie, and I looked it up in my Webster's Unabridged, and the answer is an ancient Roman commentary in verse on some prevailing vice or folly. Mm-hmm. So nothing depicted on the New Yorker magazine cover is Obama or Michelle's vice or folly.
Right.
Therefore, it is, by definition, according to Webster's, it is not satire.
No, it is, in effect, slander.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would like to thank you for the work that you're doing as one of the fantastic four superheroes on radio. You, Mike Malloy, Randy Rhodes, and John Elliott are my window on the truth.
Well, thank you, Carl, and that's good company
and
to be in.
Could I ask one favor for the
sure.
future?
Sure.
Quick one. Last time I talked to you was over a year ago. Our local affiliate has not carrying your show in prime time.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know who John Galt is, and you might give me a moment in the future to address that. Thank you for having the Rand Institute people on.
Okay, you're welcome, Carl. Yeah, John Galt, of course, the hero of Atlas Shrugged. Thank you. Good to hear from you, Carl. I appreciate the call. And sometime when we're on that topic, give us a shout. Lynn in Oakland, California, listening on Green 960. Hey, Lynn, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. I'm going to be a fangirl for a minute and just say that I just love your show. I feel so much smarter in listening.
Thank you, Lynn.
But the point that I wanted to make was, I don't know if you heard about this also, that McLaughlin on his show this weekend called Obama an Oreo.
Yeah, I saw it, actually. Yeah.
I think that, honestly, this New Yorker cover, the Oreo joke, the Times article about, you know, the late-night host being unable to find a way to make jokes about Obama or satirize Obama, you know what, why don't they just hire more black writers?
I think there's a larger reality here, Lynn, and that is that it's like it's becoming acceptable to be racist.
Absolutely. And honestly, I think it's, you know, the private conversations that you know, so-called liberals are having, maybe you're not necessarily as liberal as you thought you were. I mean, you know, have you checked in with your one black friend or whatever and kind of...
Well, that's where Colbert does it. You know, Colbert with his, you know, his black friend. I mean, that's good satire.
Exactly. It's good satire. But you know what? Just like you said earlier, in good satire, there's a grain of truth. Check in with your one black friend. Maybe, just maybe, what you're saying is a tiny bit racist. That McLaughlin comment, when I saw it posted on the web yesterday, I read the comments from the people who watched the video. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to me that the reaction actually was, well, how come it's okay for them to say those words and not okay for us to say those words?
Right.
Really? Is that where we really are in the 21st century, that we're still going to argue about what words it is and isn't okay for people to say? It's not okay to say any of those words, and that's really the point. Get some more diversity in your offices and in your writers' rooms, and you won't get in trouble, you won't get boycotted, and you won't have these issues anymore.
Well, and the one point that misses is that people who are suffering oppression, and, you know, granted, things are getting better, but we're not there yet.
No.
People who are systematically harmed or discriminated against, whether it's Native Americans or African Americans or whatever it may be, they can speak of that in a way that if the oppressors speak of it, it's a completely different story.
Right.
It has a completely different meaning. And that's being lost in the name of political correctness, and that's the kind of stuff that the right would like to do away with. Anyhow, Lynn, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank
Good to hear
Tom.
From you. 57 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Coming up next, Dan Gaynor going to tell us how wonderful the economy is.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program, where smart people get their news.
Did you know we're importing 70% of our oil from foreign nations? That costs our country over $700 billion a year, four times the cost of the Iraqi war, and it's crushing our economy. I'm T. Boone Pickens. I've been an oil man my whole life, but this is a crisis we can't drill our way out of. And I've got a plan. By harnessing wind power and solar power that is renewable, clean for the environment, and that no foreign nation can take away from us, we can free up America's natural gas for cleaner, cheaper transportation using technology that already exists. We can get it done in 10 years, build a bridge to alternative fuels of the future, and slash our dependency on foreign oil. We can do it. I'm T. Boone Pickens. Join us at PickensPlan.com. Thank you.
Paid for by T. Boone Pickens.
You know, Copper Star Coffee is the best cup of fresh, local Java downtown. But did you know that they now offer fresh fruit smoothies? That's right. Every day from noon to 6 p.m., come in for our fresh, frozen fruit smoothie happy hour. Strawberry, passion fruit, blueberry, and more. Every day of the week at Copper Star Coffee, located at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. That's 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. President Bush says the nation's financial system is sound, and he wants quick action from Congress to help mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
At a broadcast news conference, the president said the plan to set up standby loans for the troubled mortgage giants and maybe even buy shares in them should reassure investors and homeowners.
It's really important for people to have confidence in the mortgage markets and that there be stability in the mortgage markets.
However, he rejected calls either for a complete bailout or privatization of government-sponsored Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, saying the Feds should not ride to the rescue of a public company's shareholders. Mark Smith at the White House.
Meanwhile, former Treasury Secretary Lauren Summers says Democrats think their housing bill should have been passed a long time ago.
That it would have provided useful support to the housing market, and that it is now essential that it pass rapidly.
Oil has fallen off. It's trading at less than at about $137 a barrel today. General Motors plans to lay off salaried workers and cut truck production. And auto industry analyst John McElroy says the high gas prices are really hurting GM.
It's not just the fact that they're high. It's how high they've gone in how short a time. Virtually nobody in the industry has been able to react to this.
On Capitol Hill today, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke sounded a warning about the possibility of an increase in prices overall. Earlier today, the government reported wholesale prices jumped by 1.8% last month. On Wall Street today, the Dow's off by just about 2 points. The AP has learned that President Bush has vetoed a bill designed to protect doctors from a cut in their Medicare pay. Both chambers of Congress are expected to move quickly to override that veto. A California town is coping with a landslide of mud and ash near an area already scarred by wildfires. The slide came soon after officials urged the evacuation of dozens of homes in an area around Lake Isabella. This is AP Radio News. In a speech before he leaves on a trip that will take him to Europe, the Middle East, and Iraq, Barack Obama today said that American interests have been hurt by the Bush administration's decision to increase troop strength in Iraq.
Our troops and our NATO allies are performing heroically in Afghanistan, but I have argued for years that we lack the resources to finish the job because of our commitment to Iraq.
Meanwhile, John McCain says the progress produced by the surge in Iraq is an example for progress in Afghanistan. And he's critical of Obama for laying out a strategy before his trip overseas.
He's speaking today about his plans for Iraq and Afghanistan before he's even left. Before he has talked to General Petraeus. Before he has seen the progress in Iraq. And before he has set foot in Afghanistan for the first time.
And in a speech today in New Mexico, McCain also pledged to bring Osama bin Laden to justice. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Albertsons. Summer's here. It's time to cook out, and that means grilling. The best grills start with the best ingredients like USDA choice beef you'll find at Albertsons. Make your cookout special. Shop Albertsons.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Are you sick of having lots of hot air blowing at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years' experience in the field and can repair and replace any air conditioner. If North Valley Mechanical can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American Standard system at 480-538-9184. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force, at 480-538-9184. Or at NorthValleyMechanical.com.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. www, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
If you're a homeowner in debt or have a friend who is,
don't miss the Save Your Home Town Hall, a new show to help you through the legal maze of the current housing crisis.
Take back your power.
With John and Diane Bauer, every Saturday at 3 p.m.
Nothing is scarier than the prospect of losing your home. Join us for the Save Your Hometown meeting.
Saturdays at 3 p.m. right here on 1480 KPHX.
He's out there, typing away. Sitting in a trailer in Idaho, maybe. Or an office park in Fort Wayne. He's the guy who makes up crazy right-wing chain email on the internet. Barack Obama is a radical Muslim. His wife hates America. This guy's crackpot emails would be funny if so many people didn't think they were true. Make his life a little tougher. Arm yourself with the truth on the official radio station of the future. 1480 KPHX. Pass it on.
This is the Tom Hartland Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
The true people's radio.
This is Tom Hartman.
I haven't figured it out by now. They have to tell us three times. I don't know. Well, anyhow, welcome back. It's to the second hour of our program. Dan Gaynor is with us. He's the T. Boone Pickens Fellow and the Vice President of the Business and Media Institute. Also a veteran editor with more than two decades' experience in print and online media. Business and Media, that's spelled out, andmedia.org is the website. The T. Boone Pickens Fellow. Dan, first of all, welcome to the show.
It's always a pleasure to be back. How are you doing today?
Just fine. T. Boone Pickens, an interesting character. On the one hand, he funded the major funder of the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. On the other hand, he's running around now. He's going to make some money with wind power and taking on the oil industry.
I think Boone realizes something that I think any good businessman would, is that we need a lot more energy. And I talked a while back. One of the things I think you and I agreed on is the reality is we need more energy. I'm pretty neutral on, I think we need energy across the board. The president said you can drill offshore. That's great. That doesn't solve the problem. I think a lot of things everybody's talking about are stopgap measures. So
right.
Boone's trying to talk long term.
I agree, and I don't disagree with that at all. Today, but that's not the topic we're going to talk about today. We've only got a few minutes. Ben Bernanke today would not use the recession word. He, in his testimony, the New York Times characterized it as a gloomy assessment, but he used phrases like sluggish pace and housing sector continues to weaken. But you look at the headlines out there, and it's like, WaMu and National City plummet, shares the troubled banks plunge 30%, banking crisis looms,
What we have here now, just since George Bush became president, over 5 million people have slipped into poverty. 7 million Americans have lost their health insurance. The average median income, the median household income has gone down in inflation and adjusted dollars by $1,300 per family. 3 million American jobs have been lost. 3 million American workers have lost their pensions. Home foreclosures are at a rate that we haven't seen since the Great Depression. This personal savings rate is below zero, something that hasn't happened since the Great Depression. The real earnings of college graduates are down by 5% since Bush came into office. Entry-level wages for male and female high school graduates have fallen over 3% since Bush came into office. And wages and salaries are now at the lowest share of GDP since 1929. This is post-crash 1929. And you're writing that we're just a nation of whiners.
No, actually, I'm not writing that we're a nation of whiners. Phil Graham came out and said the nation of whiners comment. But what's funny?
No, you're saying that I've got your article here from Investors Business Daily, and you say one of the hardest things for reporters to do is distance themselves when they become part of the story. That's precisely the problem with journalists covering the U.S. economy, because the journalism industry is in chaos. And you don't use the phrase nation of whiners, but instead of my characterizing what you're saying, you can say it.
Well, what I've been saying is, some of the stuff you said, I don't know, certainly I'm not a big Bush defender, so I'm not going to disagree that we're in a difficult time. I'm going to agree with Ben Bernanke, though, and say to call a recession, which the media have been doing for years, I mean, they started calling a recession a couple of years ago, and they've been consistently wrong. They're still consistently wrong because not only, the first quarter growth numbers got ramped up, not down. So they've been using the same definition for years, what a recession is, what it's not. And then when they don't get the results, they want to change the field of play.
But, Dan, the bottom line is that from...
The bottom line is their outlook in the world, and I say this as a career journalist, their outlook in the world is that the media world is collapsing, just spiraling into the pit. Their friends, their coworkers, their own jobs are in jeopardy, and so that affects how they write.
Today we had the publisher of the Los Angeles Times resign. A couple of days ago, the publisher of the Chicago Tribune is resigning. I mean, because the new owner, Zell is his name or whatever his name is. Is saying, okay, you got to cut salaries, you got to cut reporters. We're gonna cut pages. We're gonna cut everything. We're gonna make some money on this because he's got in order to buy all these newspapers, he had to borrow a pile of money and he's got to pay off the debt. I mean, this is the classic pump and dump. Buy it on credit and then strip it down. This is how Mitt Romney made his millions. It makes millions of dollars for guys at the top and it screws everybody else. And it's happening now in the journalism industry, just like it is in pretty much it has been over the last 30 years in every other industry across America.
Well,
the bottom line is that when we had liberal economic policies by liberals like Dwight Eisenhower from the 1940s, from really the late 1930s. Up until the 1980s, we had steady and consistent growth, and this nation became the industrial powerhouse of the world. We were the world's leading exporter of finished goods, the world's leading supplier of credit and money to the rest of the world, the largest creditor in the world. We have now, in 30 years of Reaganomics, 30 years of these insane economic policies, which were pursued by Bill Clinton as well, by the way, even though he didn't campaign on that in 92, he governed that way after Robert Rubin and Alan Greenspan and sat him down 2 weeks before he was installed into office and took the oath of office. And 30 years of this stuff has caused us now to see real wages over the last 30 years decline. Social mobility is at a point, the ability of middle-class people to become wealthy or poor people to become middle-class is at a point we haven't seen since 1905.
You're blaming Reaganism for
I am.
Reality.
I am.
The reality is that we live in a global economy. We live in a global economy unlike anybody.
We have always lived in a global economy. The British East India Company thought we lived in a global economy, and the American colonists said, you guys can get out of here.
When you can go to the food store and get your food current food, fresh food, that's come from South America, well, you can go on the Internet, and I can compete with a news organization by hiring 5 kids fresh out of Columbia Journalism School and pay them one-third of what, or one-half of what they're getting paid at a daily newspaper, well, then that's pretty...
Or you can hire 5 journalists in India and pay them 2 or 5% of what Americans would be paid. And by the way, that's happening.
Yeah, it's happened to a couple organizations. You lose some local know-how, though. And when But the irony is some of the complaints about the cheap dollar. The cheap dollar is actually bringing a lot of jobs back. People like Hollywood, they're building, you know, they're doing more productions now back in the United States.
No, but this is a stupid way to run an economy, to say we're going to use monetary policy, we're going to make America poorer, and we're going to use our poverty as a way of getting wealthier countries to come here. It's like monetary policy should not replace rational trade policy. For 200 years,
policy,
we had...
I guess you mean restrictive trade policies.
We had tariffs in the United States starting in 1787 that ran right up until the 1980s that averaged throughout that entire period between 30% and 40% throughout the entire period. And it built America as the biggest industrial superpower of the world. 100% of the federal budget from the founding of this country until the Civil War came from tariffs. Two-thirds of the federal budget from the Civil War to World War I came from tariffs. Fully a third of the federal budget, and this was a time when the size of the federal government tripled from World War I to World War II, fully a third of the budget came from tariffs. When Reagan came into office, the average import tariff into the United States was around 23%. Right now, it's 2%. We have stripped all of our defenses away. We've taken away the membrane, the skin, the economic skin that protected us, but we're trying to maintain the border skin. We're saying we need to stop people, but let's not stop multinational corporations.
We're legally obligated by World Trade Organization, other agreements, NAFTA and stuff like that, to not have these tariffs.
Right. We signed these treaties, and just like Bush unsigned the Strategic Missile Treaty, we can unsign these treaties. We can walk away from them.
So you basically are advocating Fortress America. I am
suggesting that we do the same thing that China is doing. China says if you want to import a General Motors car into China, that's a 21% tariff. We say if you want to import a Chinese car into the United States, it's a 2% tariff. Tell me what's wrong with that picture.
Well, no. See, now, okay, there we're going to find some agreement. I'm going to say that China is breaking the rules. And that is part
China
of
is ignoring the rules.
That China... Japan,
and so does Korea, and so does Japan, and so does basically every other economy that works.
Well, not every other economy. There are countries, but the countries who are obeying the rules are getting screwed, to use your book title. Don't disagree with that. So then but then it's up to whoever the next president is, because this president and this Congress and the last president and the last Congress and everybody in between have not held them to those rules. Part of the constructive engagement with China.
Dan, this is an experiment that's failing.
What was that?
It's an experiment that's failing.
Well, it's failing only because people aren't playing by the rules. So you hold into the rules. If China is not going to want to lose the world, this enormous market has, but it's getting away with not obeying rules. Same with Japan.
Okay.
There's a reason why
we need more free trade. More free trade. Okay.
Well, everybody obeys the rules.
Yeah, okay. Businessandmedia.org, the website. Dan Gaynor. Dan, thanks for dropping by.
Always a pleasure.
16 minutes past the hour.
This is Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Truth in Broadcasting. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
About the time, honey?
5 to 9.
But it's the middle of the afternoon, Steve. Wait, you've been acting strange since we called 5 to 9.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
Sweetie, 5 to 9 computer service was great. 5 to 9 came to us on our time to get our computer back online. But you're driving me crazy with this 5 to 9 thing.
Just one more time.
Fine.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
5 to 9 will get you back online in no time.
So call 5 to 9 for all your computer repair needs at 602-535-5699. That's 602-535-5699.
Got the time, honey?
5 to 9.
But it's the middle of the afternoon, Steve. Wait, you've been acting strange since we called 5 to 9.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
Sweetie, 5 to 9 computer service was great. 5 to 9 came to us on our time to get our computer back online. But you're driving me crazy with this 5 to 9 thing.
Just one more time.
Fine.
When you're offline, call 5 to 9.
5 to 9 will get you back online in no time.
So call 5 to 9 for all your computer repair needs at 602-535-5699. That's 602-535-5699.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Super Beans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it! Do it! Go there! Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at uhaul.com.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Even if your hands are shaking and your faith is broken, even as the eyes are closing, do it with a heart wide.
Past the hour. So the folks over at the Business and Media Institute are suggesting that really the press, and this is the essence of Dan's article, that the press is all upset about the economy because the press itself is being downsized, and therefore, of course, they're now very concerned. By the way, What Now Tunes, the cartoon we've got up at the top at TomHartman.com. If you want to drop in and say hi to Keith, he's in our chat room. Hey, Keith, how you doing? As I was saying, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. The suggestion is being made by these folks that, it's really not a recession. It's really not a depression. There's really nothing to worry about. The economy's just fine. Don't worry at all. And so I thought, let's look at some similar voices from the past. This is E.H.H. Simmons, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, in 1928. He says, "I cannot help but raise a dissenting voice to statements that we are living in a fool's paradise and that prosperity in this country must necessarily diminish and recede in the near future." People were
very concerned in 1928 because there was a housing bubble that burst in 1927, and it was starting to take the country down. It took about 2 years. It first burst in Florida. Irving Fisher, the United States' leading economist, in the New York Times, September 5th, 1929. There may be a recession in stock prices, but not anything in the nature of a crash. October 17th, 1929, Irving Fisher, Ph.D. in economics. Stock prices have reached what looks like a permanently high plateau. I do not feel that there will be soon, if ever, a 650 or 60-point break from present levels, such as the bears have predicted. I expect to see the stock market a good deal higher within a few months. And then the day after the crash, Arthur Reynolds, chairman of the Continental Illinois Bank of Chicago, he says the crash is not going to have much effect on business. Goodbody and Company, their market letter, quoted in the New York Times. This was one of the leading stock market suggesting letters. This is October 25th, 1929. We feel that fundamentally Wall Street is sound and that for people who can afford to pay for them outright, good stocks are cheap at these prices. Another market analyst quoted in the New York Herald on October 30th, 1929, 2 days after the crash, four days after the crash. This is the time to buy stocks. This is the time to recall the words of the late J.P. Morgan, that any man who is bearish on America will go broke. But that in a few days there's likely to be a bear panic rather than a bull panic. Many of the low prices as a result of this hysterical selling are not likely to be reached again in many years. R.W. Neal in October 1929, financial analyst. Some pretty intelligent people are now buying stocks. No one seriously believes stocks have hit bottom. And on it goes. I mean, it's just, it's, I could give you all these quotes. Herbert Hoover, you know, the president of the United States, is, you know, goes on. In fact, you know, so one of his more famous quotes is, "It is not the function of government to relieve individuals of their responsibilities to their neighbors or to relieve private institutions of their responsibilities to the public." See, this is that war of ideas. Prior to the 1930s, one of the main memes, one of the main ideas that was held in the United States and across the world is that the role of government was to protect the commons and to protect a national interest, but not to protect the average person outside of police and fire. And even that was debated. I mean, there were places that had private police departments and private fire departments. And from the 1930s until the 1980s, we redefined the role of government in the United States. And we said, no, the role of government is actually to act in the interests of all the people in the nation. Whether it's through trade policy, whether it's through Social Security, whether it's through some sort of a national health care program. The United States is the only industrialized country that didn't adopt that. Whether it's through unionization, making, you know, facilitating unionization so that workers have rights. All of these things, making sure that there's at least some minimal standard of education nationwide, all of these things are the things that are the appropriate role of government. And then along came Reagan. Actually, he was preceded by about 15 years by hundreds of millions of dollars, arguably billions in today's dollars, being poured into right-wing think tanks by very, very wealthy individuals and corporations, trying to change the way that Americans thought about the concept of freedom. What is freedom? We had always thought that freedom meant that government was providing the soil in which freedom could grow. And then along came the Grover Norquist of the world, and they said, no. Freedom is not having a government. It's having a government that's so small you can drown it in the bathtub. And so government shouldn't protect industries with things like tariffs. Government shouldn't protect individuals with things like unemployment insurance. And government shouldn't protect the elderly and the disabled with things like Social Security. Those are not the appropriate roles of government because that's not freedom. And Reagan promulgated that myth, and that has been the dominant. People actually believe that by and large. I'd say the majority of Americans have bought in to that libertarian, conservative view of economics since from the 1980s. And in fact, it is such a radical experiment. It has gone so radical that it even surpasses anything that ever preceded it. I mean, we're even to the point now where we're willing to throw out habeas corpus, which goes back to 1215.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Remy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
If you thought George Bush was bad when it comes to the use of military force, wait till you see John McCain. So says a big-time Washington insider in The Nation magazine. Want a chilling insight into the soul of the hot-headed warrior who openly warns America?
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars.
I'm sorry to tell you there's going to be other wars? You better get The Nation. It's easy. You can sample four issues absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you'll know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Editor Katrina Vandenhuvel, John Nichols, Robert Dreyfus, and more take you where the mainstream press will not go. 4 weeks of The Nation free. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to Congress. I'm Ed Donahue. President Bush called on Congress today to move quickly to shore up mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He says there should be no change in ownership.
And as we work to maintain the health of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, we'll work to ensure that they remain shareholder-owned companies.
The head of the central bank says the economy is facing numerous difficulties.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says banks are facing numerous pressures, but were well capitalized at the start of the current problems. Indy Mac, he told the Senate Banking Committee, was the victim of the quality of the assets it held.
Police had to be called in to tame an angry crowd of Indy Mac-backed customers outside Los Angeles trying to pull money out of their accounts. This is day two of a federal bank takeover of Indy Mac. Barack Obama says the Iraq war has cost the country more than just money.
This war diminishes our security, our standing in the world, our military, our economy, and the resources that we need to confront the challenges of the 21st century.
John McCain says the strategy of increasing troop levels in Iraq should also be applied in Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Jeff Farias here. You know, it's so hot that all the water buffalo at the zoo have evaporated. Birds have to pick up worms with potholders. If you need cooling off, hey, call Parker & Sons. As winner of the BBB Torch Award for ethics, Parker's the only company I'll use. If your AC's acting up or you're having a plumbing problem, then call Parker. At 602-2-REPAIR. For cool service at hot prices, that's 602, the number 2, then REPAIR for Parker & Sons.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
About Face is moving. We will still be on from 3 to 4 p.m., but we'll be moving to Sundays. Veterans for Peace Phoenix will continue to bring you a strong list of guests. We'll continue to agitate for veterans and against war. We'll continue to oppose those who would try to duck their responsibility to veterans, destroy our working class, and cause suffering in the world for their profit. Tune in at 3 p.m. on Sunday for About Face.
Stephanie Miller.
About Obama, he did not flip-flop, as your secret lover, Randy Rhodes, mentioned in her
book.
I must have been drunk this weekend.
All right, you got me. Go ahead.
You, Mike Malloy, and Randy. Oh, my God.
All right. Listen.
A threesome.
One threesome does not a relationship make.
I had to ruin the fantasy with Mike Malloy.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour. I'm telling you, this is the leading edge of it, not the trailing edge of it, this whole economic disaster. By the way, just a couple of notes of things coming up. July 18th, this Friday, is it 4 days hence? I will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we'll be doing the show from WTKG, and then from 6:30 to 7:30 Friday night, there'll be a book signing and buffet dinner, courtesy of Lanning's Catering at the UAW Regional Offices. That's at East Beltline Avenue Northeast and Leonard Street Northeast in Grand Rapids. You can find information, the address, and all that kind of stuff over at tomhartman.com on our calendar. And also, on August 16th, I'll be at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. Progressive Talk AM 1090 KPTK is putting on We the People, a town hall forum. And the moderator will be Ron Reagan. And the participants will be me, Stephanie Miller, Rachel Maddow, Randy Rhodes, Mike Malloy, and Sam Cedar. So it should be a lot of fun. And they are selling tickets to that one. They're selling fast. AM1090Seattle.com is the website. So if you want to pick up tickets for that gig. There are no tickets necessary for the one in Grand Rapids. It's free. Free food, even. So it should be a lot of fun. Back to this. What we are seeing here is the failure of Reaganomics. We're seeing the failure of supply-side economics. We're seeing the failure of this bizarre idea that if you cut the taxes on the very, very rich and raise taxes on everybody else, which is what Reagan did. He doubled the taxes on working people, and he cut from 71% down to 27% the taxes on millionaires and billionaires. And now Bush has dropped down to 15% the taxes on capital gains, people who make money on money. And by the way, there's a great video of this also on our website at tomhartman.com. I put it up there yesterday. It's attached to yesterday's show blog. It's just a little YouTube video that shows, you know, over a 40-year period, let's look at what happens when you cut taxes. You cut corporate taxes, you cut taxes on the rich, and you cut taxes, you know, top marginal tax rates, and you cut taxes on people who make their money with money. In other words, capital gains and dividends. And what we see is that unemployment goes up and GDP, the actual productivity of the economy, goes down. So we are now seeing the consequences of 30 years of Reaganomics, 30 years of Tom Friedman's flat world, 30 years of Milton Friedman's everybody for themselves, Friedrich von Hayek's notion of neoliberalism, what we refer to in the United States as conservative economics or Reaganomics, Thatcherism. And what we're seeing is the destruction of our economy. And I'm telling you, this Indy Mac bank, this is just the beginning. And people say, well, you know, what can I do? I mean, there are thousands of people, possibly tens of thousands of people who are only going, you know, who had more than $100,000 in that bank. Many of them, their entire retirement savings, their life savings, and they're only going to get $100,000, which was a lot of money, you know, back 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago when that threshold was set, whenever it was set for the FDIC.
But it ain't a lot of money today if you got to live the rest of your life on it. Even if you have to live a couple of years on it, it's not a lot of money today. There is a scheme to get around this that the small banks of America have put together. I find this fascinating. It's called CDARS, Certificate of Deposit Account Registry Service. The website is CDARS.com, CDARS.com. And there's a little explanation there. And basically what you do is you go to your local bank, and then and most of the member banks, in fact, I think all of the member banks, are not the big banks. They're the smaller regional banks. You go to your local bank and you say, I've got more than $100,000 in my fill-in-the-blank, you know, in my account. And or it's, I guess it's $250,000 if it's a 401k. But in any case, you say, I've got more than $100,000 and I want to put it into CDs and I want to spread it around over a bunch of banks. So say you got $500,000, you know, and you want to distribute it. So you give it to this one bank and you sign a CDAR form, CDARS.com. You sign a CDAR form. And what they do is they have reciprocal deals with a whole bunch of other small banks, all of them FDIC insured. And so they take that $500,000 and they make six deposits with six banks, because it wouldn't do $100,000 each, because then the interest is going to push up above that as they earn. So they make five $90,000 deposits and one $50,000 deposit with six different banks. And you now have six federally insured up to $100,000 deposits. So it's one way around it. I mean, you know, if the only, you know, if you want to put your money into CDs, I mean, this, people are, I think, rightly very concerned. We're going to see more banks fail, in my opinion, and we're going to see investment houses. I mean, this, I think that this is the beginning, not the end. And it is going to get worse. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Dwayne in Sonoma County, California. Hey, Dwayne, what's up?
Tom, I find you absolutely right about the economy and what you say, but I think you give away half the game when you refer to NAFTA as a treaty.
Why is that?
Well, because it didn't get the two-thirds vote in the Senate required to pass a treaty.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. It's not a treaty. It's a trade agreement.
And there's no provision in the U.S. Constitution to pass agreements.
Right, and well, and beyond that, because it's not a treaty, it doesn't have the force of law inside the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the Constitution says that treaties supersede laws passed by Congress. But you're right. If NAFTA was not ratified by two-thirds of the House and Senate, then it's not. Spot on. That's a good take, Dwayne. Thank you very much. Well said. This is incredible what's going on. James and Eugene. Hey, James.
Hey, I'm calling about the NCUA and the difference between credit unions and banks.
Yeah.
Credit unions are non-for-profit organizations that are insured by the NCUA, an organization that has never had to pay out a single dime.
Insured to, and your deposits are insured to how much?
Up to $100,000 per person in three categories. All accounts with individual ownership are up to $100,000 per person. Mm-hmm. Not per account, per person. All accounts with joint ownership are $100,000 per person. So if you have a joint and a primary, that's two people. You could be $100,000 per person in that category. There's a third category, payable on death. That's up to $100,000 per the divided by the primary owners and all of the beneficiaries.
Yeah. So don't overlook your credit unions as well.
Don't overlook credit unions. Put all your eggs in more than one basket. IRAs are handled separately. With the NCUA, they're insured up to $250,000.
Right. Okay. James, thank you very much. I appreciate the tip. Prez in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Prez.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that this is just a con game, and you're exactly right. It's just a shame that it doesn't happen more frequently so more people be able to see it instead of all a new generation.
Well, it takes a generation for people to forget how they'd been conned the last time by the Phil Grahams of the world.
Yeah, and these guys are nothing more than thieves. They're basically thieves. They're completing the looting. They have such a short-term, low-road mentality. They're small people.
Yeah.
And
well,
just...
and see, but that has been elevated. I mean, what Reagan came along and said, and this goes back to the game theory and the thinking in the 1950s, and you know, in fact, psychiatry was even embracing this. Certainly the economists did, the Milton Friedmans of the world, is that people are only interested in themselves, that's a good thing, and that you want to harness the power of greed. And the fact of the matter is that people actually are altruistic. People actually do care about community and about each other. And people, only psychopaths and economists will behave in a way that is consistent exclusively with their own self-interest. And all the rest of us actually do believe in public service. And actually, but what's happened is that the Republicans, particularly, I mean, you see this writ large in the Bush administration. I mean, all these people who go into government, and then as soon as they leave government, boom, they're making piles of money. Government was a means to making piles of money. And it used to be that government service was something that people did with their lifetimes. It was service. It was literally service because they believed in service. And we have devastated that belief system.
Yeah.
We've ridiculed it, and we've said, no, that's wrong, and that's not how it works. Now, Prez, you're spot on and very well said. Sean in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Sean.
Tom, I was wondering if you could help me. I don't really know my New York geography, but I was wondering how far is it from the floor of that hospital in New York where the woman spent an hour on the floor dying from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange where there was tons of intervention on the behalf of the super rich?
Yeah, damn good question, Sean. That's a very elegant way to frame it, a very, very elegant way to frame it. Well done. Steve in Los Angeles. Hey, Steve.
Tom, first of all, you are my hero. And secondly, and more to the point, this is a rhetorical question, and it may seem like a strange question, but I'd like your take on it. I'm beginning to wonder what anybody in this country really has in common. In David McCullough's very fine biography of John Adams, he has Adams saying, in essence, that a democracy can only last so long. It becomes so diverse that it tears itself apart. So my question becomes, I look at California. It's like a country disguised as a state.
Yeah.
How long does this all hold together, or do we go the way of the Soviet Union, maybe breaking up into four separate countries?
Well, that's a really,
that may sound
that's a really good question, Steve. No, a lot of people have asked it. And I don't know if you've back a decade or so ago, there was a book called The Seven Nations of America, as I recall.
Yeah.
And the author identified, the Rust Belt and the Farm Belt and the Tex-Mex. And he had names for all these different regions of the United States. And he pointed out that they were all culturally different. They had different languages and things like that. I think that we can be a diverse nation. I really do. I think it can work. 45 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
A number of factors can impact a cat's nutritional requirements, including their activity level and grooming habits. That's why Purina One makes formulas that offer targeted nutrition for specific needs. My cat Higgins loves Purina One, and so does Melody and her cats Bubba and Sparkles.
We have two cats, Bubba, and he is like a Maine Coon cat and a white cat called Sparkle. And both of them, they were always having hairballs. So I did the 30-day challenge, and when they started on that Purina One, it was incredible. Within 30 days, I could see the difference in them. I actually gave the number to my mom and my sister, and my mom had terrific results with her cat as well with the hairball formula, with just night and day difference.
I saw a difference in Higgins after taking the Purina One 30-day challenge. Purina One is so sure you will, too, that they're guaranteeing it. Call 1-866-380-MEOW to get your 30-day challenge kit and information on the Purina One Real Difference Guarantee. You'll be satisfied, or Purina will give you a full refund on a 3.5-pound bag of dry cat food. So all you first-time callers, pick up the phone and call 1-866-380-MEOW now.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen & Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen and Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen & Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart and diabetes specialist. I want to tell you about Rescue 105, an all-natural supplement that helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels. There are 50 million people in the U.S. with prediabetes. Many times, individuals do not even know their blood sugar is elevated. If you have a family history of diabetes, are overweight, especially with belly fat, or have high triglycerides, you are at risk for diabetes and probably have a high blood sugar. If you have a heart problem, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, you're also at risk. Rescue 105 is a natural supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
Call now at 1-800-481-3614 and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105 to help maintain a healthy blood sugar level naturally. Call 1-800-481-3614. That's 1-800-481-3614. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105. Call 1-800-481-3614. Call now.
Tired of cable rates going up and up? Then you need to make the switch to Dish Network. Get more of your favorite channels in pure digital quality for less money than cable. And if you switch now, my friends at My Dish Now will give you a genuine Apple iPod. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to a high-definition receiver with a built-in digital video recorder that works on two TVs. Your free DVR lets you pause and rewind live TV, skip commercials, and record in HD. And the free professional installation will be done fast, usually within 48 hours. Compared to your cable bill, My Dish Now package just started under $20 a month. No equipment for you to buy. Installation is free. Your HDTV DVR upgrade, free. A full year subscription to TV Guide magazine, free. And don't forget your Apple iPod thank you gift for test driving Dish Network. Have your credit card handy and schedule your installation right now. Call 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Before 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And yeah, that's a great one. Oh man. Let's see here. Jeff in Denver, Colorado. Hey Jeff.
Anyone with basic math skills could have predicted what's going on with us economically now. I mean, many of us did predict it in the early 1980s.
I was predicting it when Reagan came into office and said, "Hey, I got this great idea. Look at this Lafleur curve," and I'm going, "What?"
Yeah, well, we need to pay attention to, well, we're ignoring the elephant herd in the room, and that's military spending. We've been spending anywhere from 40% more or more on our military budget of discretionary spending, of our budget on the military, for decades now. And the thing is, it's like, hey, we've got more military bases than there are countries in the world.
Yeah.
And when we're spending
more on our military than every other country's military spending in the world combined.
So a couple things. First of all, Jefferson didn't believe in a standing army. So how are these, like when libertarians say our only, you know, role of government is to defend us, well, that didn't seem to be Jefferson's.
Right. Nope. We lost Jeff somehow. Let's try.
Military.
There you go. You're back on. Jeff, I'm sorry. Somehow you got put on hold.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know if you'd hear a thing. This would not be Jefferson's idea since he didn't believe in a standing army.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But, if we've got this much need for a military, doesn't it say there's something fundamentally wrong with us, that we need to re-examine something else? First of all, I don't think we do have that need. It's more just a thing to make money. But
yeah, this is what Eisenhower warned about, is the military-industrial congressional complex.
But I want to hear people like Obama start talking about slashing the military budget.
I do, too, and you're not going to hear it during the campaign. He's either going to do it as president or not. But I guarantee you, if he were to talk like that during the campaign, it would be a candidacy killer.
Yeah, another way we need to look at and getting out of this is with all their energy projects people are proposing right now, they're proposing things that get us stuck with monthly bills.
Right.
You know, people in the 1800s didn't have tons of monthly bills. We are stuck paying out money all our lives.
Right.
We could do personal power projects. Decentralized personal power is the way to go. Imagine a house where you pay no bill for anything other than, you know, taxes for the rest of your life.
Yeah, pump your own water out of the ground, generate your own electricity off your roof.
You cool your house by drawing up air from underground.
Yeah.
Just check the temperature of the water coming in your faucet right now.
Yeah.
You can use that coolness of the ground to air condition your house. It's really easy.
Yeah, and they do in many countries, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's all so simple. And so it's just personal power and slash the military budget are two of the easy ways out of this.
Yeah, very well said. Jeff, thank you very much for the call, and thanks for pointing that out. It's very well said. Scott in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Tom. What I called about was something I heard Ross Perot say a long time ago, but I'm a disabled vet. That last call, the problem is not that our military is too big. We actually need a bigger military. The problem is this making it privatized, all these civilians and this stuff. We don't have enough guys in the military, and we spend way too much on way too few guys in things like Halliburton and what is this, Blackwater and stuff like that.
Yeah, and way too much on crazy technology like Star Wars. Reagan spent over $1 trillion on this boondog.
But as far as number, okay, but what I was going to say about in 92, the only time a third-party candidate really had a chance to win the election before he dropped out and come back with Perot, he told us exactly what was going to happen, from lobbyist power to jobs being lost to inflation to borrowing money from China. Why doesn't anybody ask him what the heck's going on? To me, it seems like, you know, Obama doesn't seem like a guy that's going to fight corporations. He's going so far to the center, it's not even funny. Edwards was the guy that, you know, might have had a chance, but it's almost like it's beyond hope now. It's 10 times worse than it was in 92, and we're not going fighting corporations. We're going to negotiate with them.
Yeah, and the problem that we had in 92 was the Bill Clinton, and you can go back and look at the footage of him talking before labor unions and whatnot, and Bill Clinton campaigned as a populist and as a progressive, and he was overwhelmingly elected as such, and then he governed as a conservative, as a Reaganite.
Obama's doing the same thing, except he's moving
I would say no. I would say Obama failed us on the FISA Act, on the FISA bill. That was a huge failure. But by and large, most of the other so-called changes of his are actually not really changes. It's, you know, we'd been imagining what he had been saying, and I'm not all that concerned about it. My take on this, Scott, is that we need to be an organized pressure on him. There was, you know, when Clinton changed his policies after he became president, didn't follow through on the things that he promised as his campaign. Nobody held his feet to the fire. Nobody was pointing it out. Everybody was just, you know, hey, everything's fine. You know, it's finally there's a Democrat in the White House. You know, blah. We need to keep these guys accountable. We need to do everything we can to get as many Democrats elected as possible and then not sit back. Then get involved and get actually more involved and participate in these things. Ellen in Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Hey, Ellen.
Hi. I would like to go back for a minute to the speaker you had who talked about the fact that we live in a global economy. We're not going back. It's too late. And I hear you speaking a lot about protecting our nation's economy. But what we could work on is being sure that in these global agreements, these trade agreements, that the workers' rights, the ability to unionize, human rights are part of trade agreements. I think.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Ellen.
Yeah, what's the problem?
If you've got somebody in China who's making 30 cents an hour right now, and a living wage in China is, say, $1 an hour, and they get a union, and they a real union, and they negotiate $1 an hour plus benefits, so now they're working for, you know, an actual cost of maybe $1.50 an hour.
Yeah, I understand.
How is that going to help the American who really needs to have $15, $18, $20 an hour in order to have a decent income, arguably $25 or $30 an hour if they're going to a single wage earner who's trying to raise a family.
Right, but I think that we need to be realistic, and maybe China is not the place where it would work, but there are South American countries and other
what's going to happen is as long
this issue. Don't let that die. It's
I'm not. But my point is we can't, and thank you for the call, Ellen, we can't simply give in and say, no, Tom Friedman and his flat world and all that stuff is right and it's inevitable and we're simply going to. He's wrong. Tom Friedman is wrong. He's speaking to the interest of the billionaires like himself. 57 minutes past the hour. Naomi Klein up next.
The Tom Hartman Program.
News without conflicts of global corporate interest.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we'd like to tell you a little more about the West Valley Two Men in a Truck Moving Service.
First of all, Two Men in a Truck Movers are professionally trained full-time employees. We never use a temporary agency or labor service. We offer flat hourly rates. Even as gas and insurance costs increase, your rate quote will not. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and every move is done as quickly and carefully as possible.
Maybe you just need movers for large or bulky items. No problem. We will work with any budget and will pack and move as little or as much as you'd like.
So let us take the headache out of moving.
For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com. That is wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Investors are worried about the safety of their money. And today, President Bush tried to assure Americans the financial system is okay. He's urging Congress to act quickly to help shore up both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
These two enterprises play a central role in our housing finance system. So Treasury Paulson has worked with the Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke so that the companies and the government regulators put the companies and the government regulators on a plan to strengthen these enterprises.
Fed Chairman Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Paulson were on Capitol Hill today to talk about the challenges facing the economy.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says policymakers face a delicate balancing act as they try to keep the economy going without igniting inflation.
The economy continues to face numerous difficulties, including ongoing strains in financial markets, declining house prices, a softening labor market, and rising prices of oil, food, and some other commodities.
Bernanke told the Senate Banking Committee inflation will worsen in the near term, while the economy, boosted by those stimulus checks, will be a little stronger than expected. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Oil today trading at about $138 a barrel, and on Wall Street a slight uptick with the Dow up about 10 points. Barack Obama and John McCain are talking about Iraq and Afghanistan and the challenges each will pose to the next president. In a speech delivered in advance of his trip to Europe, the Middle East, and Iraq, Obama was again critical of the war in Iraq.
Our single-minded and open-ended focus on Iraq is not a sound strategy for keeping America safe.
But John McCain says progress in Iraq since the surge began lays the groundwork for what must be done by the next president.
The status quo is not acceptable. Security in Afghanistan is deteriorated, and our enemies are on the offensive. From the moment the next president walks into the Oval Office, he will face critical decisions and crucial decisions about Afghanistan.
This is AP Radio News. A federal appeals court says the only man being held as an enemy combatant on U.S. soil should have the right to challenge his detention. Ali Amari was arrested in 2001. He's been in solitary confinement on a naval base near Charleston, South Carolina, for almost 5 years. YouTube will be allowed to mask the identities of users as it complies with an order in a huge lawsuit.
YouTube says it will anonymize personal information when it hands over millions of viewership records in a billion-dollar lawsuit. Even though they say they won't use the information to sue individuals, Viacom and others do want to know who's been watching their copyrighted videos, like clips from The Daily Show. Under an agreement with the companies that are suing, YouTube will deliver information that tells who watched what and when, but in an anonymous way that uses unique identifiers instead of names, IP addresses, or specific IDs. I'm John Belmont.
Kids, their parents, and Hall of Famers are gathering in New York tonight for baseball's All-Star Game. It's being held at Yankee Stadium. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by PIR. Phoenix International Raceway's 2009 season tickets are on sale now. Only $50 reserves your seats for both NASCAR weekends and gives you special benefits all year. Become a season ticket holder. Call 866-408-RACE.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484, or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Trying to reduce your carbon footprint? Looking for ways to go green? Want to learn more about renewable energies? Then visit FuelCellStore.com. FuelCellStore.com is a leading marketplace for hydrogen and fuel cell products. Providing clean and silent power for any application, fuel cells can replace noisy gas power generators used for mobile and backup power. From gifts for enthusiasts to products for the classroom, Fuel Cell Store provides the most comprehensive range of fuel cell products in the world. Visit FuelCellStore.com today and start going green.
The Mike Malloy Show.
War hero, my ass. You're no more of a war hero than I am. And I've never been in uniform. What do you mean, war hero? Hey, look at me. I killed civilians. Whoops. I got shot down. Whoops. I spent time in a prison. Whoops. I got released. Whoops. I divorced my wife and married a beer heiress. Oh, I'm a war hero. No, you're not.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
News without conflicts of global corporate interest.
This is Tom Hartman.
Yeah, I guess we figured that out. 6 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Naomi Klein is on the line with us, the award-winning journalist, syndicated columnist, author of the New York Times and international bestseller, The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism. Naomi, welcome back to the program. Naomi?
Yes.
Hey, welcome back.
Great to be with you again.
Great to have you back with us. You have participated, you have joined with The Nation magazine and the ACLU in this lawsuit over this new evisceration of the FISA statutes, I guess would be how I would characterize it. If you want to characterize it a different way, please do so. Pardon?
That's good.
Okay. And tell us about this.
Yeah, well, the ACLU has been working on this for several months. They brought together a coalition of people who, for their work, need to be able to have secure communications across borders. So there are people who work with human rights organizations, with women's organizations, and journalists like us at The Nation. We're named as complainants in the suit, and Chris Hedges and I are the two people representing The Nation.
Mm-hmm.
But these are everybody who's involved in the lawsuit needs to be able to make phone calls, send emails with people who trust that there's some security in these communications. Obviously, for journalists, we need to protect our sources. For human rights workers, they may need to communicate with somebody in Afghanistan who provided them testimony on the condition that they not be named. And what the new bill does is it says that as long as you're not an American, as long as they can show that somebody in the United States is communicating with somebody not in the United States, then the very fact of their not being in the United States gives them the right to put that communication under surveillance, whether it's email, whether it's a phone call, to hold on to those records indefinitely. They don't need to prove that the person you're talking to is a suspected terrorist. They just need to prove that that person is not an American.
Right. The Fourth Amendment clearly says that you have to have probable cause before you can search somebody's person's papers or effects. Probable cause that a crime is being committed.
Yeah, and that applies to American citizens, but it does not apply to American citizens when they are communicating with people outside of America who are not citizens and not protected by these rights.
Under this new law. Right,
So the ACLU had been preparing this lawsuit for many months, hoping that they wouldn't have to launch it, hoping that Congress and the Senate would defeat this law. That didn't happen, and as soon as President Bush signed it, the ACLU filed the case. I'm one of the complainants, and I think it's really the ACLU at its best, defending the law when the lawmakers don't.
Well, and in fact, the day that George Bush signed the law, we had one of the spokespersons for the ACLU on the program talking about that, and this is just an absolute disaster to step off the title of your book.
I have to say, just add that I actually find it surprising that more mainstream journalists and news organizations aren't adding their voices, because having secure communications is part of all of our work,
and it would have
been nice to have some stronger support from bigger news organizations.
Is it possible at this point to participate? For example, I mean, I've done this show in March. I did this show for a week from Darfur. Or from the border with Darfur, from southern Sudan. And we had a lot of communications to set that thing up. I did this show last month from Denmark. We're going to be doing it in November from Germany. I also, for 30 years, have done volunteer work for an international relief agency based in Germany. And I communicate with them virtually every week and have for almost 30 years. I've set up hospitals in Africa and in South America. We took over leper colonies and orphanages in India. I mean, I have personally done those things around the world and continue to be involved in these things. And I'm on the board of this organization that's based out of another country, based out of Germany. And I would love to participate in this lawsuit, and perhaps Air America would want to. Obviously, we're not the New York Times, which is what I think you're talking about. Why isn't the New York Times involved in this? But is there still a window open for people to say, I would like to be a co-complainant in this?
I think there probably is, and they should contact. There's lots of ways that they can add their names to this lawsuit, and I think the ACLU is really committed to keeping this alive. Despite the failure of the lawmakers, and it's really crucial that we do so. And you know, one of the things that I think is really important to remember in this moment, where people are talking about undoing the damage of the Bush years, is we talk about the rights of Americans, the rights of Americans to privacy, but there's a real message of contempt in this bill about anyone who is not an American. I happen to have dual citizenship, but the message of this bill is if you're not an American, you have no rights whatsoever. And people outside of the United States are getting that message in a lot of ways. They don't have the right to habeas corpus in Guantanamo. They're treated depending on where they come from with increasing contempt at the border. There's a lot of fear about ending up on these lists, and we just have been on these no-fly lists. So it's just another way that people outside the United States are being sent a very clear message from this country about their second-class citizenship.
Yeah, and the contempt that the United States at least this administration has for humans. I mean, at the core, humans.
In well, these rights to privacy should actually not be attached to whether you're an American citizen.
Well, in the Constitution, they're not.
Under surveillance by the U.S. government without having to have any probable cause, prove any
right.
probable cause, didn't vote for this administration. So in my view, they have more of a right not to be under surveillance.
Well, and in fact, if you read the Constitution, it refers to persons, not citizens. There are only a very few places in the Constitution where it refers to citizens, one being who can be a president of the United States, for example.
Mm-hmm. These are human rights.
Yeah, but by and large, the Constitution of the United States refers to persons, and it applies to, and the courts have ruled over and over and over again, it applies to people whether they're citizens or not. I mean, this was the Hamdan ruling, this whole collection of Guantanamo rulings is that these people are persons, and they happen to be in property which is under the control of the United States, even though it's outside the borders of the United
yeah.
States, and so they have,
yeah.
they have rights.
And I mean, you know, I in terms of my work and why I feel very passionately about this, I mean, in terms of the book that you know I'm just launching right now, you know, this is reporting that based on reporting all over the world and
yeah.
Including communications with people in Iraq who are in danger if they believe that their communications can just be hoovered up by the U.S. government.
Right.
And so it's, you know, it's not an abstract issue.
Absolutely. We're talking with Naomi Klein, her new book, The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism, her website, naomiklein.org, the book debuting in paperback on the New York Times bestseller list. Naomi, we have about 2 minutes left. In that time, can you give us a thumbnail sketch of how the 30-year assault on the middle class by Reaganomics and supply-side economics has produced a shock that we're calling the banking crisis right now that is going to be exploited?
Well, I mean, we have a government
here.
That doesn't believe in governing, that
right.
believes in undoing. And what has passed for governing since Reagan is that actually the dismantling of the government, the unmaking of structures, which with entirely predictable results. One thing that I think people, you know, in terms of launching the book in paperback, I'm really feeling that the book is more relevant in this political moment than it was when the book first came out in the fall, because we're facing this tsunami of crises, the oil shock, the food crisis, the subprime mortgage crisis, and we're watching in real time the Bush administration using each one of these shocks to push through what I'm just calling the shock doctrine, to push through unpopular policies that prey on people's fear, that prey on people's desire for short-term solutions. I mean, it's incredible the short time it took to move away from a discussion about alternative energy sources, about wind, solar, hybrids, and move towards a discussion of just reiterating the oil and gas industry's talking points. It's all we get when we turn on television right now, whether it's the paid ads or the pundits and anchors just repeating again and again that the way to lower gas at the pump is to drill offshore, is to drill in Anwar, is to do exploration in the shale, which is environmentally devastating. None of this is true. All of this would take between 5 and 10 years to get online. It's just the oil and gas industry using people's fear and their desire for a quick fix to change the subject.
Right. Plus, they already have leases that they're not drilling.
Well, look, they want those leases. They want more leases.
That's the whole point.
Leases they control, the more they're able to control the supply, the more price fixing they can do. Not only won't
that's
this
right.
lower the price at the pump, but this actually gives the oil and gas industry much more power to artificially raise prices.
Right. So here the shock doctrine that was applied to the Soviet Union, the shock doctrine that was applied to Chile, privatized Social Security and everything else, the shock doctrine is being applied to us here in the United States as well. Naomi Klein, her book, The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism, now out in paperback, or shortly out in paperback. Naomi, thanks so much for being with us.
So great to talk to you.
16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Where despair is not an option.
Get active.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
When I first heard about the technology of remote access, I thought, that's a great idea. Well, in my opinion, GoToMyPC is the best way to remotely access your PC from anywhere there's an internet connection. GoToMyPC is easy to set up, it's easy to use, and it has the fastest connection speed. So with GoToMyPC, what you can do is work from your office PC anywhere that you are, as long as there's an internet connection. It's like you're sitting right there. You can access everything, your programs, your files. You can transfer files, folders, do anything, even print your documents from your PC to any of your printers. Use GoToMyPC to work from home, while traveling, anywhere, anytime without missing a beat. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. I use GoToMyPC all the time, and it's terrific. It is a lifesaver. Now, if you want to try GoToMyPC, you can do it free. I have an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. The offer is only available if you use the promo code ROADS, but all you need to do is visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and remember, use promo code ROADS for the 45 free days. GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, and use promo code ROADS.
Healthcare reform. We've been talking about it for over 50 years now, yet things just keep getting worse. Well, the time for talk is over. The time to act is now. There is a bill in Congress, H.R. 676, that will finally create a single-payer national health insurance system in the U.S. It will cover everyone and everything at rates that we can all afford. Not too many people know that this bill even exists, so we have to get the word out quickly, because without the people's support, it will be very hard to get this bill through Congress. Naturally, big corporate medicine opposes H.R. 676 and will try to defeat it, but we can fight back if we all join together and speak out in one powerful voice. Join the Citizens Alliance for National Health Insurance online at www.hr676.org or call 800-680-9310. That's hr676.org or call 800-680-9310.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX. KPHX would like to take this opportunity to pass along our rules regarding contests and drawings. No purchase is ever necessary to enter a KPHX contest. To enter by mail, send a postcard with your name, address, age, and phone number to 1480 KPHX Contest, 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034. You must be 18 years or older to enter and win. Staff and families of KPHX or Nova M Radio, its agencies, advertisers, and contest sponsors are not eligible. KPHX is not responsible for late, lost, or misdirected entries. No substitutions or cash alternatives will be given for prizes. All federal, state, and local taxes are the winner's responsibility. All decisions of KPHX are final, and you can only win once every 30 days. Void where prohibited by law. Specific rules for each contest are available at the 1480 KPHX studios at 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, or online at 1480kphx.com. We wish all our listeners the best of luck in winning, and thanks for listening to 1480 KPHX. Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
All day long they're saying,
well, until I get fired. Roger Schuller is with us. He worked 11 years for a daily newspaper, 18 years as university editor at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, UAB. He actually worked there 19 years, he says, on his blog, legalschnauzer.blogspot.com, and was apparently fired from his blog for blogging in support of Governor Don Siegelman, who's been a guest on this show three, four, maybe five times, I'm not sure which,
And Roger, welcome to the program.
Tom, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
I think this is something everybody needs to know about. We'll have a link to it on our homepage at tomhartman.com and, of course, your website for people who know how to spell Schnauzer, S-C-H-N-A-U-Z-E-R, is legalschnauzer.blogspot.com, and that'll get folks over there. We had a caller last hour asking, you know, America is so diverse, is it possible that we are actually a whole bunch of different nations? And, you know, then the subtext was, you know, can we hold together as a country? We really are diverse, and Alabama, in many ways, seems to operate as its own separate little empire. I mean, apparently you were fired for blogging in defense of Don Siegelman and in offense of Lyra Canary, the wife of Bill Canary, the campaign manager of Bob Riley, the guy who ran against Siegelman for governor of Alabama, and his wife is the prosecutor who prosecuted Don Siegelman. Do I have this right?
That's right. Tom, my blog really is about honest government. I vote Democratic, but I'm not an active member of a political organization. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, I wound up getting fired essentially and accused of political activity at work.
Yeah. And in fact, your job at work involved having to keep up with the news and as an editor, I would assume.
That's right. Part of my job is to keep up with what's going on, particularly as it affects Alabama. And so essentially I was fired for doing my job. I mean, as hard as that sounds to believe, and also I was accused of violating policies that really don't exist. We don't have a real clear policy regarding the use of the Internet, and I didn't abuse the Internet anyway. I was just doing part of my job, researching, keeping up with a story file, possible stories for our magazines that we do. And
right. You do your blogging from home, right? And you do your blogging from home on your own time.
I do it on my own time with my own equipment. And UAB, I filed a grievance with the Employee Grievance Committee, and their own information technology guy admitted. He said this guy has never blogged on his work computer. So
now in Alabama, when Don Siegelman first went on 60 Minutes, the television station there in Birmingham, during that 15-minute segment, suddenly went black. You know, they just technical difficulties, first time in 100 years or whatever, but we couldn't play that. And then, you know, several hours later, when everybody had gone to sleep, they played that clip with Siegelman, so that they, I guess they could say they had aired it. To what extent is there, you know, an old boy network or a corrupt? I mean, here we have the federal prosecutor Lyra Canary, the wife of the guy who is the campaign manager for the current governor Bob Riley. Only won when he ran against Don Siegelman, because in the middle of the night after Siegelman had been declared the winner only the Republican was left in the room with the electronic voting machine on the electronic tabulator, they suddenly discovered some extra votes for the Republican. I mean, it's just bizarre. And then Don Siegelman complains about it, and he gets trashed by right-wing radio all over the state. And so he says, okay, what the heck, I'm going to run again, and they go after him on trumped-up charges. I mean, this is like something out of what I remember during the civil rights era in the 60s, you know, that kind of old deep south, of a very insular, very corrupt society. Is it really that bad?
Well, it is in a way, Tom. There's a lot of good things to say about Alabama, but I really think the judicial problem that we have goes back to the 90s when Karl Rove and Bill Canary helped turn our appellate state courts from Democratic control over to Republican control.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Siegelman has used the term umbrella of protection that they have, that they can do just about anything they want because they control the Justice Department.
Yeah.
And I think he's right on target about that. I think they feel like no fear, and I think they have no fear about getting me fired. I think definitely people connected to the Republican Party in Alabama are the reason I got fired, and I'm researching that now and hope to have more details in the days ahead on my blog.
Right, good. And your blog is legalschnauzer.blogspot.com. We're talking with Roger Schuller, who was fired from the University of Alabama, apparently for talking about the Don Siegelman case. By the way, donsiegelman.org or .com will get you to I-before-E, Don Siegelman's website. He's still in need of contributions and moral support and help, so don't forget to go over there. So Roger, thank you so much for dropping by and sharing with us your story and everything that's going on. I'm assuming at legalschnauzer.blogspot.com there's information about how people can be supportive of you.
Yes, I've had, and I wanted to, Ross Story, who broke this story, they've done a wonderful job covering it. And,
yeah, they have.
And I greatly appreciate the attention that they've given, not only to this, but the whole issue of the Bush Justice Department, and
yep.
I hope people really pay attention to it.
Absolutely agree. Larissa Alexandrovna and RawStory.com, they've done some really, really great work. Roger Shuler, LegalSchnauzer.blogspot.com, thanks for being with us.
Tom, thank you so much.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
This is Vivionik Raskin. I'm the president and founder of the Organic Wine Company. What happened when you, Thomas, gave us a plug, the phone started ringing. The first person said, whatever it is that you're selling, I want to buy it. And for the next few hours, the phone rang nonstop. The people who listen to your program are what they call in the business my target audience, people who are conscious and responsible and try to do the right thing and try to think for themselves. I would encourage anyone to advertise on the Tom Hartman Show, absolutely, without question, whether that be on the national level or the local level, and you will absolutely get results. The way you can learn more about our imported organically grown wines from France is by calling us. The phone number is 1-888-ECO-WINE, or you can visit our site at www.ecowine.com.
From dorm rooms to family rooms, Ace is helping you beat the heat with a 9-inch high-velocity fan for only $14.99. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among major home improvement stores by J.D. Power and Associates for the second straight year. For expert help and friendly advice, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
For far too long, our government has failed American workers. Bad trade deals like NAFTA and CAFTA, trade deals with Vietnam, Peru, and China have all sent millions of jobs overseas, created enormous trade deficits, and left a wake of devastation across our great nation. The Teamsters Union is fighting for America's workers. It's time to scrap these bad trade deals and start over. It's time to create good jobs in America. It's time for a change in Washington. Visit Teamster.org to learn more about Teamsters for Change.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Iraq and Afghanistan, I'm Ed Donahue. Barack Obama laid out his 5-point foreign policy strategy.
Our single-minded and open-ended focus on Iraq is not a sound strategy for keeping America safe.
Both Obama and John McCain are calling for more troops in Afghanistan. McCain wonders why Obama's strategy was unveiled before visiting Iraq and Afghanistan.
In my experience, fact-finding missions usually work best the other way around. First, you assess the facts on the ground, then you present a new strategy.
President Bush says Americans should not worry about the banking system.
The president's message is the financial system's basically sound. He says bank account holders especially should calm down.
Mark Smith, the CEO at GM, says their plan is not to survive but to win. General Motors is cutting production and salaried workers and will borrow as much as $3 billion to deal with a severe downturn in the auto market. A woman arrested in California 32 years after she escaped from a Michigan prison is asking a judge to set aside her original sentence. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
action point.
Push back on Gingrich's 527 and remind people it is a 527. Drill here, drill now, pay less is not a policy. It is a slogan. It is intended to divide Americans. It is intended to drive a stake in the heart of those who support energy independence through good environmental regulation. 527s exist to attack campaigns just like the Swift Boat Vets.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
Cancer. It's a frightening word, especially when they tell you your only option is chemotherapy. Well, I am a different kind of doctor. I treat cancer naturally, with treatments that have been successfully used for decades and get you feeling better and stronger again in the process. The great majority of my patients who stick with this program go into remission, or improve and stabilize, or are on their way there. Many of my cancer patients continue working at their jobs while getting treatment. One of my patients rides his bicycle several hours a day. A few others frequently go hiking in the mountains. These are cancer patients who are right now getting their cancer treatment from me. My name is Dr. Colleen Huber. I am a naturopathic medical doctor, a physician licensed here in Arizona to treat cancer and other diseases, and at my medical office we do treat cancer naturally. Here's how. Dr. Linus Pauling was the only person in history to be awarded two solo Nobel Prizes. His work with vitamin C and cancer was groundbreaking 4 decades ago. These days, we use much higher doses of vitamin C intravenously. In total, we use up to a dozen different natural cancer fighters with each patient, tailored to specific individual needs, and we do work with local oncologists. I am Dr. Colleen Huber, and the doctors in my medical office are here to help you defeat cancer. Call 480-839-2800. That's 480-839-2800. Or visit our website, natureworksbest.com. And I repeat, and this is the truth, natureworksbest.com.
A message of sympathy for conservatives. 1480 KPHX feels your pain. Ronald Reagan once said the 11th commandment was to speak no ill of a fellow Republican. But your guy...
I think Senator Graham...
not only spoke ill...
would be in serious consideration...
he drove the bus all over him...
for Ambassador to Belarus.
And backed up over him again.
Although I'm not sure the citizens of Minsk would welcome that.
This message brought to you with a smile from the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. And believe it or not, Phil Graham may be gone,
real slow,
but his porn lives on, as Max Blumenthal blogs over at Huffington Post.
Take off your shoes.
Yeah, his porn.
Yeah, I'll take your shoes.
Graham's journey into porn began in 1973 when his brother-in-law, George Catton, rushed to tell him about an exciting low-budget softcore production called Truck Stop Woman. The promo poster for the film boasted of its buxom stars. No rig was too big for them to handle. Catton showed Phil Graham scenes of Playboy Playmate of the Year Claudia Jennings displaying her bare essentials. She's naked throughout most of the film. Those scenes, his brother-in-law said, got Phil really titillated. Yeah. Graham enthusiastically wrote a check to help pay for the movie. The following year, he sent another check to finance a movie, another softcore porn. This is about pageant judges having sex with contestants called Beauty Queens. And then finally, he funded a sequel, a satire on the Nixon White House called White House Madness, that featured the crazed president wandering around the White House in the nude. He never made any money on that, though. Shot 10 days in a soundstage crudely modeled after the Oval Office. White House Madness, Max Blumenthal writes over at the Huffington Post, tanked at the box office. So...
This is
minds are talking.
Uh-oh, yeah. What is that? Vermont spelled backwards is CIA. That's what Rama says in the chat room. It's a 866-303-2270 is our telephone number. Weldon in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey, Weldon, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just want to thank you for all that you do. But I'm at a point now where I'm thinking that talking is no longer viable. Doing is more viable than talking. And I'm just wondering, when do we start doing things?
Well, it depends on what you mean by doing.
I know you advocate for getting active via, you know, contacting congressmen, that type of thing.
Oh, I think we need to take it a whole step beyond that, Weldon. Typically, in most areas, I mean, you're in Minneapolis. It's a fairly large town, Minneapolis, St. Paul. There will be monthly meetings of the local Democratic Party, and there may be monthly meetings of the statewide Democratic Party. I mean,
At what point do we start advocating for national strikes and this type of thing?
I don't think, you know, I'd love to do it right now, but I don't think the national strikes are going to work. They're not going to succeed because the cons over 30 years have succeeded in so ripping apart the social fabric of this country and the economic fabric of this country that most people are, you know, they don't have the time, they don't have the ability to do a strike. Strikes work when you have a large organizing force. In France, you've got, you know, 50% of the workforce or whatever it is unionized. Here in the United States, it's only 7%.
I like your idea of people just going into the crosswalk and lying down.
I think
you claim to have the ear of 3 million Americans. I would love to see 3 million Americans one day just all of a sudden all lie down in the crosswalk.
Yes, so would I. I don't think that even if every progressive talk show host in the country were to get together and promote something like that, well, you never know. You never know. But I think that over the short term, there's a bunch of things that you can do to get active. There's drinking liberally, for example. I mean,
do you ever discuss these things with your progressive radio cohorts?
I do.
That's good.
I have.
I'm glad to hear it because as long as somebody's talking about it, that's all I care about.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Abut, are you Canadian, Weldon?
Yeah, I'm originally from Canada.
I caught you. Well, good on you for coming to the United States. Sean, my producer, Sean Taylor, she's actually still Canadian.
I still haven't mastered the Margie Wisconsin accent.
There you go. Okay. Well, then thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. And let me say again, there's a lot that people can do to get active. And number one, infiltrate and take over the Democratic Party. Number two, show up for the Green Party meetings as well. Being supportive of and active in the Democratic Party doesn't mean you can't also be active in the Green Party, which is a great local force. The most instant runoff voting, over 300 communities now in the United States, has all came about as a result of Green Party activism. Join local groups. Democracy for America, Howard Dean's brother's group, Jim Dean's group, democracyforamerica.com. They have local meetings. They've got these really great activist training programs that they do. It's a weekend long thing. It's like $30, $29, and you know, usually typically even includes lunch. I mean, it's just they're marvels. I've spoken at several of them. There's no shortage of groups and meetups and the drinking liberally groups, and in New York City there's even a screening liberally group, you know, looking at movies and things. So there's a lot that can be done at a relatively small level with a relatively small investment in time and energy that brings people together and builds community. So if the time comes that the really big action is necessary, we're all on the same page, we're all together, and we're all talking to each other. Ken in Montana, listening on KMPT. Hey, Ken, what's up? Ken?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Tom. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
First-time listener. I've never heard your show before. We don't get it in the Spokane market in Washington. But I'm traveling across Montana and happened to pick you up on a Missoula station. Just wanted to let you know, for your listeners, a couple of books I recently read that you're probably familiar with, Free Lunch, How the Wealth of America has Been Transferred from the Poor to the Rich over the Past 30 Years.
Yeah, that book's been out for several years.
Right, and then also Perfectly Legal,
mm-hmm.
another book by the same author, and I thought it was appropriate for your earlier conversation as we talk about the economic toilet that we're in the past 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, so, excellent books. Ken, thanks a lot for the call and for listening. Tony in Beverly Hills, California, listening to K-Talk. Hey, Tony.
Yes, Mr. Hartman?
Yes, sir.
A few points. The photograph yesterday of Obama and his wife is pure Republican, typical right-wing trash.
You're talking about the cover of the New Yorker, satire or whatever.
Don't call it satire. It's typical of what the Republicans have been doing. You know, if I had a magazine and I could afford it, I would put an Oval Office picture with Hitler on the wall, and I'd have Cheney, Bush, and McCain there standing with wearing Nazi uniforms saying, Hi, Hitler.
That's what Keith has done over at What Now Tunes, and you can see it both at whatnowtunes.com and also at the tomhartman.com. We put his suggested illustration for the next issue of The New Yorker up, and it's actually John McCain wearing a Nazi outfit.
I know, it's terrible. I don't think it really should be done either side. It's terrible.
Yeah.
The other point was that I really hope, you know, I pray we have a Democrat president. I mean, the last time in my opinion, I was 3 when FDR died, I'm 66. He did what had to be done domestically and in foreign policy. President Carter did what we had to do, have a national policy to get us free from Middle East oil. We need the right policies at home and abroad, and we can only get that with a Democrat president.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tony. Thank you very much for the call and excellent point. Ellen in Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Hey, Ellen.
Oh, yeah. Just that you mentioned a number of progressive organizations. What about Progressive Democrats of America?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I think I'm on their advisory board, as I recall.
Okay.
PDA, absolutely.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Thank you, Ellen, for mentioning that. Joe in Portland. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Tom. Love your show. Just wanted to say about the New Yorker cover that the New Yorker is a looked at by most people as a kind of an intellectual slash elitist kind of news magazine that has very long journalist articles in it, and of course Seymour Hersh is part of it. If you open the front cover of any magazine, of course, and you look down at the bottom of the table of contents, it'll show who the artist was of the illustration and what the title of it was. If you look under the table of contents there, it will say the name of the illustrator and the title of it is The Politics of Fear.
Right. No, I know that.
Right. But I think that having said that, I think that people are kind of overreacting to this quite a bit. I believe that it was so tongue-in-cheek. It was so not really that important and necessary to overreact. I think we're all kind of afraid how people who are not as informed are going to take this.
Joe, I'm not kind of afraid of it. I'm looking at the polls. You've got 25% of Americans who think that Obama was raised in a Muslim madrasa.
I'm aware.
And they're going to walk by and they're going to see that on the newsstands and they're not going to get the joke.
Yeah, I suppose you have a very good point there, but I just wanted to say that I think it is really an elitist thing. It's the New Yorker really having no.
No, I understand. I understand. And the whole point of satire is to tell an unpleasant truth in a way that you know kind of punctures the victim of the truth. And for this to be a true, and thank you for the call, for this to be a true satire, because it's not a satire about Obama or his wife. It's a satire about the Limbaughs of the world and the rednecks of the world and the uninformed voters of the world who think that he is that caricature. So if you're going to satirize them, they have to be in the picture. And they're not.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX. For
For far too long, our government has failed American workers. Bad trade deals like NAFTA and CAPTA, trade deals with Vietnam, Peru, and China have all sent millions of jobs overseas, created enormous trade deficits, and left a wake of devastation across our great nation. The Teamsters Union is fighting for America's workers. It's time to scrap these bad trade deals and start over. It's time to create good jobs in America. It's time for a change in Washington. Visit Teamster.org to learn more about Teamsters for Change.
Check this out.
Hello there. How are you doing? Have you met my friend Bill yet?
Why is there some guy on the back of your bike winking at me?
Oh, that's my wingman. I saved so much money on motorcycle insurance by switching to Geico. I rented a wingman.
He has two tickets to paradise and needs a travel companion.
Hey, he is good.
Saving you money on your motorcycle insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business.
Oh, yeah.
Geico Motorcycle. Let's ride.
Hi, I'm Zach White, co-founder of 76 Mortgage, and I'd like to talk to you about the current real estate market in Phoenix. Right now, short sales and foreclosures are at an all-time high in Arizona. This has created a small window of opportunity for every type of home buyer. In some cases, properties are selling below 60% of their market value. Real estate investors and speculators have already started buying these properties at a rapid pace. We at 76 Mortgage have a goal: help our clients take full advantage of the current Arizona real estate market. We have hand-selected real estate agents who are experts at getting our clients the best possible deal in today's market. 76 Mortgage still offers the best rates and lowest fees, and we are still offering no money out-of-pocket financing to qualified borrowers. Mortgage rates are still low, and it's a buyer's market. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, call 76 Mortgage today at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined, so they're not harmful to the environment, and all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants: precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine, and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online showroom at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
Come visit Copper Star Coffee in the heart of the historic Melrose District, nestled conveniently on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Meet your best friend for lunch, a client, or your book club at Copper Star Coffee. Enjoy the finest locally roasted coffee or a tasty pastry in the historically renovated 50-style Phillips Station for full-service coffee. Whether you're stopping by to meet a friend or driving through on your way to work, Copper Star Coffee is coffee with character. Copper Star Coffee, a 50s feel with modern technology. Free Wi-Fi is available. Give them a call at 602-266-2136 or stop in Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School Road, or visit us on the web at copperstarcoffee.com. That's Copper Star Coffee. Coffee with character.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I fell into the burning roof. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
9.5 minutes before the hour. Ellen Ratner on the line with us with the Talk Radio News Service in Washington, D.C., our daily update of what's going on out there in the world, talkradionews.com. Hey, Ellen, welcome back to the United States of America.
Well, thank you so much. The president had a press conference today, and he talked about how Congress has failed to get 12 appropriations bills, none to him. He said that the banking system was sound. He starts talking about the psychology of oil prices. and that somehow if Anwar was to be involved in offshore drilling, then people would understand the psychology and that somehow they wouldn't be as spooked by the oil prices.
Yeah, I actually have this clip. It's 14 seconds here. We can let our listeners hear this. This is Bush today.
Now, they can pass energy legislation. Readily concede that, you know, it's not going to produce a barrel of oil tomorrow, but it is going to change the psychology.
See, it's all about the psychology. We're just a nation of whiners. We need to be psychotherapized.
It is pretty amazing. I mean, I can't believe the guy's going to psychology. Just Nancy Pelosi, just a few minutes ago, also had a conference with several oil experts, and she wants him, the president, to at least release some of the strategic oil reserve. He said he was not going to do that. And then he talked a little bit about the economy. He was questioned twice, really, about the issue of privatization for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Went all around it, did not really answer that. And he said that it was not a bailout, that shareholders still own the company. Well, I don't understand, speaking of psychology, the psychology of that either.
Well, the shareholders do still own the company. But that doesn't mean that it's not a bailout. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the Silverado, Neil Bush's SNL, you know, the shareholders still owned it. The government just said, here's some extra money. United Airlines, after 9/11, you know, they were in bankruptcy. The shareholders still owned it. The government just said, here's some money. I mean, not just United. I mean, I guess there were several airlines that got bailed out a couple of different times over, since airline deregulation.
It's pretty amazing. I just also want to quickly go over some of the Bernanke stuff. Before you do,
Ellen, you and I were in Sudan together on the Darfur border, and now Mr. Bashir, the president of Sudan, has been indicted, by the international
world. He claims he's not going to take retribution, but the United Nations today said that they were actually going to start to pull some of the people out of there, except the most basic necessities, because they're very, very worried about him doing exactly the opposite of what he said he's going to do.
Right, yeah. So this is, any thoughts on what our listeners can do to help support the people in Darfur? I know Mia Farrow over at miafarrow.org has got a lot of great stuff on her website about this. I know there's some information at talkradionews.com, CSI's work. Is the UN going to take this on, I mean, what's beyond?
Well, it's really hard. Yesterday, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had spoken actually to Bashir and said, that he didn't have anything to do with the International Criminal Court, that actually was a separate agency, and it was done quite independently because Bashir tried to put pressure on Ban Ki-moon to stop what was going on. Mm. And then, of course, there was this sort of rambling discussion or talk from the ambassador from the Sudan. But as you know, Sudan also, the vice president of Sudan is the man we met from southern Sudan.
Right, yeah, Salva Kiir. But and who seems to be a good guy. But he's down in the south. And I mean, what we're seeing here, it seems to me, is the leading edge of a civil war on top of a disaster. And the Chinese are in there, arming the North and buying the oil, and it's just making the whole situation worse. And then Bush says, "Oh, he's going to go to the opening session of the Olympics so that the Chinese don't lose face." And it's like, wait a minute, they're not good players on the world stage at this moment, at least with regard to this.
Right. And the other thing that's going on, and I can't tell whether the Chinese are behind it or not, but I would imagine they are, is tomorrow morning when the Dalai Lama is speaking in New York, somebody is organizing a bunch of monks to say that the Dalai Lama is just making things worse.
Oh yeah, he doesn't represent us. That's got to be. I mean, China has trillions of dollars. They certainly can organize a demonstration.
Right, you can promise monks a whole lot of nice monasteries or whatever and get them on your side as well.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. Okay. So what else is going on?
Well, the other thing, of course, is Bernanke's testimony before the Senate Banking Committee, and just saying, you know, of course, all the challenges. He said that the inflationary outlook is uncertain. He said that there are certainly revenue difficulties. He said that there has that there is contraction, understatement of the universe, in housing activity. He said that he's not sure of the special liquidity programs and the effect that they have had. And he said, most importantly, there has been a decline in private payroll in employment. Now, of course, you know, we look at employment statistic, unemployment statistic, but there's a lot of government employment in there.
Sure.
And he said that the sales of new homes, of homes that have just been built, have fallen, and that he is really concerned about real earnings being stagnant this year.
Yeah, these are all very, very bad economic indicators. Ellen, thanks a lot for dropping by.
Thank you.
Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Coming up tomorrow, Terry Jeffrey, editor-in-chief of the conservative-leaning CNSnews.com, is going to drop by on the issues of the day, plus David Sirota, one of my favorite writers. His new book, The Uprising, an unauthorized tour of the populist revolt scaring Wall Street and Washington. We're going to talk about fair trade. And don't forget, my friends, activism begins with you. Democracy depends on you. Get out there, get active. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We've been talking for a long time, too long really, about the gas problem and ways to solve it. And I still feel like one of the better ways is to strictly use less. If we use less gas, supply will catch up to demand and the price will come down. And one of the best ways to use less right now is to drive a hybrid vehicle like the ones my friends at GM let me drive. It was the hybrid version of their small crossover, the Saturn View. It has an EPA-estimated 25 miles to the gallon in the city and 32 miles to the gallon on the highway. And there's this light on the instrument panel. This is really cool. It tells you when you're actually beating the EPA-estimated miles per gallon. In other words, it teaches you to drive more fuel consciously. It's just another example of how GM is working on new technologies to get us to use less and less gas and eventually no gas at all. They're only going to build a certain number of Saturn View hybrids. So if you want more information, go to gm.com/solutions. That's gm.com/solutions to learn more about the Saturn View hybrid.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about democraticmatch.com.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at democraticmatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. www, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
democraticmatch.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A lot of people have been checking their bank accounts and are worried about whether their money is safe. President Bush says everything's okay.
Despite the latest bank failure and concerns about big mortgage companies, the president's message is the financial system's basically sound. He says bank account holders especially should calm down.
My hope is that people take a deep breath and realize that their deposits are protected by our government.
At a news conference, Bush urged Congress to act quickly to approve standby financing for mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And while he acknowledges uncertain times for the U.S. economy, he says that economy is still growing and its long-term health is sound. Mark Smith at the White House.
Meanwhile, in California, long lines again at IndyMac bank branches as customers like this woman tried to withdraw their money.
I knew that the lines were bad, but the line wasn't bad when I got here at 10 after 7. Except I didn't know there was a line on the other side of people that were here yesterday.
Police were called out to keep control over customers as tensions flared outside of a branch in suburban Encino. No arrests were reported. A Marine combat engineer showed up in court today in North Carolina to hear charges against him.
Mr. Wymonk, you're charged with first-degree murder, first-degree arson, and felony conspiracy to commit first-degree arson.
John Wymonk is charged in the death of his wife and the burning of her apartment. Barack Obama is talking tough about Iraq and Afghanistan just days before he visits Europe, the Middle East, and Iraq.
Senator McCain said just months ago that Afghanistan is not in trouble because of our diversion to Iraq. I could not disagree more.
But McCain says the surge in Iraq has laid the groundwork for success in Afghanistan.
With the right strategy and the right forces, we can succeed in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and they are not disconnected. Success breeds success. Failure breeds failure. I know how to win wars.
And on Wall Street today, the Dow up 30 points. This is AP Radio News. New Jersey communities cannot ban sex offenders from living near schools, parks, or other places where children gather. The state can only